Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
And on this Independence Day, the 4th of July, 2023, sounds like a good day for baseball to me. Thanks so much for coming on board the Rock Hounds and the Frisco Rough Riders. They will meet for the first time since early May when the Rock Hounds took 4 out of 6 from Frisco. That was at Momentum Bank Ballpark, and that was still fairly early in the first half. It was just, the second home series. That sounds right. Close to it, anyway, early on in this season for the Rock Hounds. So the Hounds and the Rough Riders meeting here in the start of a 6-game set. Rock Hounds coming off a terrific homestand in which they took 5 out of 6 from the Corpus Christi Hooks. Lost the game on Monday, but another really close game. Those two teams really played, especially the last 3 games. Boy, right down to the wire. And, of course, a couple of walk-off wins for the Rock Hounds in the last of the 9th inning on both Saturday and Sunday. Have the Star-Spangled Banner about to be sung here, or played as the case may be. And we have a very cool color guard. Looks back kind of to revolutionary times, and they are decked out as they will bring the colors out from the first base side, and they will unveil a beautiful American flag in shallow center field here at Riders Field in the Metroplex. By the way, of course, this is, I do believe, if I recall, the biggest ballpark in terms of seating capacity in the Texas League, and they also have grass berms here. And, of course, it's the 4th of July, and they didn't have the entire weekend to celebrate, so fireworks here. And, boy, they're going to do it upright. They expect perhaps 12,000 here this evening for this ball game. So the stands are already almost full, certainly getting that way. So we might have 12,000 on hand here tonight. And that is interesting. We have a young man making his Double-A debut on the mound for the Rough Riders and for the Rock Hounds, Jack Perkins, who will make just his 4th Double-A start. We'll take you downstairs now for the singing of the Star-Spangled Banner. Just fine. Don't recall the PA system not quite getting through that well here in Frisco. Usually does. Didn't on that occasion, but the national anthem nicely sung. I certainly wish my elocution and vocabulary, can't say that word, that's not a good sign, but to better describe the terrific revolutionary style, 1776 looking outfits, really terrific for this honor guard. I don't know that I've ever seen that in our 3+ decades traveling the Texas League, but they have now, they're taking the beautiful American flag that was stretched out in shallow center field, and the honor guard just now crossing the foul line on the first base side as they will march the colors off. And a great start here to this evening. This will be a series all evening games, by the way. These cowards refuse to play on Sunday afternoon. So 7:05 first pitch coming up this evening, and also 7:05 through Saturday, and just a tinge earlier, 6:05 on Sunday to wrap up this series. As mentioned, the second meeting of the season between these two rivals, the Rough Riders, the AA affiliate of the Texas Rangers, and the Hounds, of course, the AA affiliate of the Oakland A's. So a six-game set all during the evening time. It'll be followed by the four-game All-Star break. And, of course, that break is now different with the last two or three seasons. All of baseball, except the Major League All-Stars, takes the 4 days off to start next week. And the Rockhounds will next be home a week from Friday. It'll be a very quick series, by the way, just a three-gamer with the Tulsa Drillers. There's a three-game set in each half of the season, and that is coming up at Momentum Bank Ballpark. That'll be the next Hounds homestand, a quick one, but a very good one. That'll be a week from this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Honor guards are off the diamond. We are ready to get this series started. A young man named Josh Steven going to the mound in his Double-A debut. He'll throw the first pitch of our ball game from the Metroplex Riders Field. Kick back, relax, my friends, in this 4th of July Rockhounds and Rough Riders coming up next.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And we have 95 degrees, and we've got some humidity here in Frisco this evening. The heat index at 102. And as we get set to start this one, Lawrence Butler will lead it off for the Rockhounds. Josh Steven, well, this kid was outstanding in Advanced Day, and he will face Lawrence Butler, and we are set to go. From Riders Field in Frisco on the 4th of July, first pitch of our game is outside and low, and we are underway. It'll take a few days to... About 7:06. Up at 95, indeed, and the heat index at 101. Don't know if our in-house PA guy noticed that, but yep, 101 on the heat index. Lawrence takes a call. Strike can count as one ball and one strike. Left-handed hitter waits, swings, and misses. Good breaking pitch down and in. A ball and two strikes. Lawrence in right field, leading it off for the Hounds. Butler in right field. Brett Harris on deck. He's the third baseman. Brett batting number two. Pitch from Steven. Boy, a swing and a miss, and Lawrence out on strikes. Got him with a breaking pitch down and in. And, well, this young man picks up right where he left off at Advanced A. He was absolutely terrifying the South Atlantic League. So Josh Steven with a strikeout of Lawrence Butler, and we're underway. Brett Harris at the plate. Darryl Hernaez, the shortstop, batting third. He's on deck. Darryl Hernaez in the three spot. Denzel Clark will bat cleanup. He's in center. Denzel, the Rockhound center fielder. Steven comes set and delivers just a bit high to Brett for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Shane McGuire batting fifth. He's behind the plate. Shane McGuire doing the catching. J.J. Schwarz is the first baseman batting sixth. J.J. at first. Pitch to Brett, and it hit it. Well, a little bit of everything. A strikeout of Lawrence Butler, and that time a backup pitch that just did not back up. And Brett Harris reaches base, so one man on and one man out. And here's Darryl Hernaez. Rest of the order, Johnny Butler, who made a very impressive debut in left field batting seventh. Johnny Butler playing the seventh spot and batting seventh in the order. Lazaro Armenteros back in the lineup. He'll be the DH and will bat eighth. Lazaro, the DH. Harris takes the lead, set by Steven. And his pitch is down and away to Darryl for ball one, 1-0. Drew Swift rounds it out in the number nine spot. Drew Swift batting number nine and playing second base for the Rockhounds. And this the series opener, Rough Riders and the Rockhounds. Josh Steven comes set, glance at first, comes to the plate. Big swing and a miss as Hernaez chased one off the outside corner. Butler, Harris, and Hernaez up top. Clark, McGuire, and Schwarz in the middle of the order. and Butler, Armenteros, and Swift will round it out. Steven comes set. Average lead for Harris at first. Then swinging a drive to left field by Hernandez. That is high and deep. Bias ball has got a chance to do some damage. Finds the base of the wall in left field. Now the ball rattles loose. And what did they say? Is that a foul ball? Did that ball hit in foul ground? My goodness, I guess it did. I remind myself that left field corner is just out of our line of sight. That ball hit the wall, caromed back in, but where it hit the wall was in foul ground. It's nothing more than a long, well, second strike. It's 1-2. When the ball came back and when it hit, and when it came back off the wall, it was in fair territory. But where it hit the wall, it was wide of the foul pole. At least that is what we are told, and no argument from the Hounds. Pitch down and away to Darrell. It's 2-2. So Hernandez trying to bust out of a little 0-for-8. Boy, could not have missed by much. Almost everything in this ballpark is very visible from our four-story high vantage point. But just the very corner, especially in left field, the same in really in both right and left. As the stands jet up and the bullpens tucked in each corner in foul ground, but just out of our line of sight, that foul pole. Boy, that was a close call, though. The 2-2 pitch and a swing and a foul tip into the glove as Liam Hicks hangs on. So two strikeouts for Josh Steven. Sandwiched around the hit batsman and the close call on the ball hit to left field, and it's one on with two men down, and here's Denzel Clark. In the South Atlantic League, again, Steven has made only 6 appearances. I beg your pardon, 12 appearances. He is 6-3. 12 appearances, 11 as a starter. Swinging a foul straight back by Denzel, it's 0-1. But his numbers just exceptional. A 2.17 earned run average. And, boy, the whip, 0.80. He gave up only 38 hits in advanced day in 62 and a third innings. Walked 12 and struck out 73. That's a 6-1 ratio. Pitch swung on it, fouled back, 0-2. Ryder's starting pitching has really been up and down on this season. The rotation features Jack Leiter, of course, tremendous prospect. But it's been up and down. Leiter, in fact, has been up and down. But they just added 2 kids from Advanced A, and they really like the looks and the prospect of what they see. You can see why in Josh Steven here in his Double-A debut. Pitch just down low, and the count goes 1-2. Denzel at 247, 9 homers, 30 driven in. Ranks anywhere in the top 10 through 12 now in a couple of categories, slugging and OPS. Right-hand hitter stirs that bat with his hands up high, right about even with the crown of the helmet. Stretch by Steven, lifted high and foul, right field side against a still almost blue sky, just a few clouds, and that ball is going to kick off the roof of one of the, this is such an interesting ballpark. It's not one facade, it's 7 separate buildings that form the structure of this park behind the seating bowl. Stretch by the right-hander, and a pitch to Clark, bounced it toward third, and that is a foul ball, gloved by Thomas Sajacy. Count stays 1-2. Josh Steven not only making his Double-A debut in front of a big crowd, I would imagine that big crowd probably includes some family and friends. He's from DeSoto, Texas, went to South Grand Prairie High School, and that's where the Rangers drafted him. He's only 21 years of age. 6'3", 185, and again, coming off just a tremendous start to the 2023 season. He was good a year ago at the single-A level, but just spectacular so far in 23. 1-2, Clark waits. Harris takes the lead, swinging another foul back. So Denzel, now down to the count 0-2. He's fouled off 3-2 strike pitches, and the count of 1-2. No score in the top of the first inning. We're out of baseballs, at least temporarily so. New supply delivered to our home plate umpire and crew chief, Ty Krause. Now we can play baseball, literally. 1-2 the count. Got to have a baseball to play baseball. You don't get that kind of analysis on ESPN, do you? Here's a toss to first, and Brett will go back in. Shadows in this ballpark stretch out from the left side, and because of the unusual composition of the ballpark, an unusual stretching of shadows with wide swatches of sunshine sneaking through. And left to right, just creeping out onto the ball field. Long set, pitch by Steven. Swing and a miss. He struck out the side. So Josh Steven, boy, as advertised, he gives up a hit batsman, but strikes out the side around it. And no runs or hits, no errors, and one man left on base for the Rockhounds. So a half inning into the series opener on this Independence Day, and our Village Car Wash score of the game, the Rockhounds nothing, and against right-hander Jack Perkins, the Rough Riders come into bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Josh Steven, as mentioned, is making his Double-A debut, and for the Rockhounds, Jack Perkins is making just his fourth Double-A start. They did not play in the same Advanced A league. The Rangers' Advanced A is in Hickory, and the Hickory Crawdads, and that's the South Atlantic League. The Rockhounds, the direct feeder in the A's system, is the Midwest League, and Jack Perkins was outstanding at that level for the Oakland A's, as was Steven for the Rangers. And again, Jack making just his fourth start. No wins or losses, a 5.74 ERA. Faces Aaron Zavala to lead it off. Left-handed hitting, left fielder. Takes first pitch, and that's a strike of the knees. Outside corner to Zavala. Aaron in this season hitting 209, three home runs, 20 driven in. Pitch was same spot, just low perhaps that time. One ball, one strike. Zavala in left. The 2, 3, and 4 hitters are as good a trio as there is in the Texas League. Pitch from Perkins popped in the air left side for Brett Harris. Says he's got it. Foul territory, and he does. Zavala fouls out to Brett Harris. One down to the bottom of the first inning. Here's Evan Carter. Outstanding prospect for the Rangers. Evan hitting 316. Guy on deck is Luis Angel Acuna. He is the shortstop. Carter, the center fielder. Acuna, the shortstop. Luis Angel Acuna, he's at 301. And Thomas Sejasi, the third baseman, at 306. Pitch down low and into Carter for ball one. And they all rank among multiple leaderboards in the Texas League among hitters. So that 2, 3, and 4 is really tough. Beginning with this guy, Evan Carter. Left-handed hitting center fielder. Pitch sails high and away. Now it goes 2-0, two balls and no strikes. Carter with 7 homers, 37 driven in. Pitch from Jack. Well, that's just high. That's ball 3, 3-0. Carter swinging it. Boy, I don't know how to describe the color of the bat. Almost looks maroon. Almost looks like the Riders team color. Pitch a called strike on the outside edge. It's 3-1 with the sign. Jack's 3-1 pitch, and that's fouled straight back. Well, clips the top of the screen and kind of gently goes into the crowd. That was perfect. Ball was fouled straight back, so it's a reverse line drive off the bat, but it just clipped the very top of the screen and bumped up in the air a little bit, and as gently as it can, dropped into the seats. 3-2 the count. 3-0 is now 3-2. The pitch swung on, ground ball to shortstop. Too long, hops to Hernandez. Darrell is there, throw to first, and Carter retired. So that's a nice recovery by Jack Perkins. Out behind a very good hitter, 3-0, but got him on a ground out on the 3-2. Here's Luis Angel Acuna, shortstop. And boy, this guy, talk about having a season. Got to be one of the, I would guess, one of the top 10 in the Texas League overall. He's hitting 301, six homers, 41 driven in, 33 stolen bases in 36 attempts. Takes, did he go? He did. Check swing, didn't hold up 0-1. Thomas Sejesi on deck. He's the third baseman. Sejesi at third. Trevor Hover, the right fielder, batting fifth. Hover in right. Perkins pitch, ground ball sharply hit towards short. Again, it's Renee. He's got a one load in a hurry. He does on a hop end. Do they get him? Nope, he beat it. My goodness, this kid can motor, and there's a real good chance he's about to get to second base because basically nobody's caught him when he's trying to steal. Ball was hit to Darrell Hernandez's right, so he made the play on the edge of the grass, tried to hurry the throw a little bit, so it got on a hop. William Simonite gloved it, but not in time, so Acuna with an infield single. A good effort by Hernandez, but let's see if he's running. 33 out of 36 on the base paths for Acuna. Thomas Sejesi at the plate, 57 runs batted in, takes way up and in. Of course, the crowd will react to that, 1-0. Sejesi at 306, 11 homers, 57 driven in. And these two guys again. Boy, what a trio. Get the rest of the order for you in a moment. The set by Perkins. Hands drop down to the belt. And Acuna will draw a throw. Kellen Strom batting sixth. He's the DH. Kellen Strom, the designated hitter. Josh Hatcher is the first baseman. Hatcher at first base batting seventh. Set by Perkins. Bluffs doesn't go. Swing and a foul tip in and out of the glove of Hounds catcher J.J. Shane McGuire behind the plate. Forgive me. And I'm sorry, J.J.'s at first base today. Forgive me. Now William Simonite. it's travel day. Forgive me. It's an interesting foul ball. I think it maybe got Sejesi a little bit and then in and out of the glove of Shane. Bottom of the order, Liam Hicks is the catcher. He'll bat eighth. Liam Hicks behind the plate. And Jax Biggers bats ninth and plays second base. Biggers at second. 1-1 count. Acuna the lead. Long set. Runner does not go. Pitch just blow it away. 2-1. Zavala, Carter, and Acuna up top. Sejesi, Hover, and Strom in the middle of the Rough Riders order. Hatcher, Hicks, and Biggers round it out. One on, two out. Pitch swung on, sent sharply foul just wide of the bag at third. 2-2 count. So JC just out in front of that just a bit. So JC right-handed hitting third baseman. Not the biggest guy in the world, but again, he's got some pop, and boy, he's been a terrific run producer for the Rough Riders. And this one, and then we'll miss and back him away again. Three balls, two strikes. Full count now to Sejesi. Thomas 5'11", 175. He steps out for a moment now. Wants to collect the thoughts, so they'll reset the pitch clock. Just glancing around the ballpark. Boy, it's a big, big bunch here tonight. Three balls, two strikes. Runner goes, of course. Pitch swung on, hard hit ball, and that is in the left field, a base hit. Acuna will stop at second base. Rockhouse, oh, behind him! Oh, my goodness, they almost got it. Acuna made a wide turn around second base, and Johnny Butler came up with that ball and fired back to second baseman Drew Swift. And, boy, Acuna, I don't know if you want to say lucky to be safe, but that was really close. So Sejesi with a 3-2 single to left field, and it's two on with two men down. Acuna stopping at second. Of course, anything hit safely to the outfield, he almost assuredly will score from second. And here's Trevor Hover, left-handed hitting right fielder, 249. And he's been productive, has 31 ribbies. Left-handed hitter rocks that bat, tapping that left shoulder as he waits. He takes up high for a ball, 1-0. So the Rough Riders threatening here. Back-to-back two-out base hits in the bottom of the first inning. Acuna can fly. He's on, taking the big lead off second base. Pitch from Perkins, just outside high. Ball two, two balls, no strikes. .409 to straightaway center field in this ballpark. .335 down the right field line, about the same in left. Bluffing in behind the runner is Hernandez. Perkins delivers. Boy, that's outside and high. That's ball three. So Jack is in a two-out jam here. 3-0 to Trevor Hauber. Six home runs to go with his 31 driven in. See if he has the green light. 2-1, two out. Pitch from Perkins. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's high ball four. So Jack has loaded him up here. A couple of base hits. And now a base on ball. So the Rough Riders getting something going here with two out. Kellen Strom is the batter. .235 with three homers, 16 driven in. Right-handed hitter. He's the DH, Kellen Strom. No score bottom of the first, but the Rough Riders have loaded him up. Stretch and pitch, and that's outside for a ball, 1-0. So that compounds things a little bit further. That's five in a row out of the zone. Acuna at third, Sajacy at second, Hauber at first. One ball, no strikes. Pitch to the plate, backs up and missed inside. Ball two. Talk so often about that pitcher's mound being a lonely place, and it sure is right now. Jack got two up, two down, but now bases loaded. Two out, 2-0 count. Strom waits. Pitch from Perkins, and that is outside and low. Ball three. And again, you can just feel the pressure on the mound now. Perkins comes set. Bases full. 3-0 count. Pitch takes flight, and it's low and in. Ball four, and he's walked in a run as Jack Perkins. So Acuna will come across to score. And that's eight out of the zone in a row. So two base hits. And now two bases on balls. And it is 1-0 Rough Riders. Chris Smith out for a visit. Rockhounds pitching coach. Make sure, I think that's Smitty. I want to make sure on that because Craig Lefferts is going to take his spot. I thought that was this series. Each of the field staff members takes a one-series break, or at least a portion of the one-series break over the course of a season. Nice little getaway, kind of refresh. Now Josh Hatcher. Left-handed hitter, base is still full, pitch, and there's your pitching coach strike down the middle, 0-1. Hatcher playing in seven games, but he's 9 for 24. That's a .375 average. That looks good in the stat sheet. Left-handed hitter, base is still full. One man in, one run in, I should say. Pitch swung on and popped up. Foul territory, and that will get into the seats. Fan missed a catch. I hope his hand is okay. That ricocheted a little bit. 0-2 the count to Hatcher. So a fairly quick inning for Josh Steven with three strikeouts and one hit. Batsman. But a long first inning here for Jack Perkins. So JC at third, Hauber at second, Strom at first. Pitch swung on and missed. He comes back with a strikeout. So the inning is over, but the Rough Riders will take the lead in this ball game. We played one in game one of a six-game series in the Metroplex. Village Car Wash score has the Riders on top 1-0.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds, but this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Top of the second in the Metroplex, it'll be Shane McGuire, J.J. Schwartz, and Johnny Butler to face Josh Steven. Struck outside, did a little bit of plunkage. He got Brett Harris with a pitch, but boy, he really looked sharp. 3 whiffs in the first. Shane McGuire, left-handed hitter at 222. Shane with 3 home runs and 22 driven in. Josh Steven, right-hander. Riders really play Shane to pull. Goes the other way. Pops one foul, though. That'll get into the seats. Long run for a look at it by Sid Jacy, but he'll run out of room. 0-1. Field drifting into shadows now, so a little bit of a cloud cover back behind us. Yeah, very, very warm. A little bit humid. Notice that on the walk into the ballpark today. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and that's fouled straight back. That'll get into the seats in a hurry, and the count goes 0-2 to Shane. Breeze is right to left and maybe a little bit outward, about 12 miles an hour, so there's significant wind here this evening. This ballpark almost completely surrounded by tall green, very lush trees all the way around. Really nice backdrop here in Frisco. It's down and in for a ball. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Say it every season, but boy, it jumps out at you when you've been coming here as you and I have since this ballpark opened in 2003. Pitch swung on and fouled back. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Used to be just basically one building right on the, right beyond the center field wall, big, tall. Very nice hotel. Used to be the team hotel, in fact. And at the Dallas Stars facility behind the left field wall here. Pitch outside for a ball, 2-2 to Shane. And that was about it. If you looked beyond the right field wall, it was just basically open territory. There's a shopping mall down the road from here. There's a swing and a foul tip. And again hanging on is Liam Hicks. So Josh Steven has faced 5. He has struck out 4. And here's J.J. Schwarz. J.J. at 209, 6 home runs, 22 driven in. Just to complete the thought, there are now apartment buildings on both right and left sides of this ballpark. And of course, the big hotel still beyond straightaway center. J.J. takes a strike 0-1. I can't even see the Stars facility anymore. They built another apartment building. Pitch up and away for a ball. Count goes 1-1. Just realized that. That used to be very visible behind the left field wall here. And beautiful green trees, which are much bigger than they used to be a few years ago. Stretch and pitch. Ground ball out towards short. That'll be handled by Acuna. Sets up with plenty of time. Throws, and J.J. retired. So Josh Steven so far has been in command. 2 up, 2 down in the second. Here's Johnny Butler. And Johnny just up from the advanced A level as well. 2-for-8 in his first 2 games with the Rockhounds. Both hits for extras, has a double and a triple, and an RBI in fact. Left-handed hitter facing the right-hander Josh Steven. Pitch to the outside edge, just down and away. 1 ball, no strikes. Riders on top, 1-0. Steve, and works at a good pace. Delivery swung and bounced toward the middle, and Acuna, having played perfectly, flips across for the out. Butler, by the way, runs really well, but that ball was hit right to the shortstop, and Luis Angel Acuna gave that one to the iPad as well. That ball went right to him. So three up, three down in the second, and so far Josh Steven is having an outstanding debut at the AA level. To the bottom of the second, Village Car Wash score, Riders 1, Rockhounds nothing.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagon Air? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Last of the second, 8-9-1 for the Riders. Hounds will have 8-9-1 in the third inning. That'll tell you how good Steven has been so far. Again, one run in that first inning, and from Jack Perkins' standpoint, of course, he did limit the damage, all of it coming with two men down. It started with the bases empty and two away, but Riders did take the lead. Liam Hicks, left-handed hitting catcher, to lead it off. Jax Biggers and Aaron Zavala, top of the order to follow here in inning number two. They were flashing some messages on the big video board here. I don't know if it's still the biggest in minor league baseball, but they certainly made it, well, and understandably so. They bragged about it a little bit, but why not? Got a huge video board here. This has always been a place with some pretty advanced technology. Pitch way up and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Liam Hicks, left-handed hitter, 207. Couple of home runs and 14 driven in. Perkins set. Hands at the belt, is the turn and pitch. That's up and away, and that's ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Well, apparently there is, and I don't know his age, it's his birthday today, Cody, I think, and apparently Cody is a Cubs fan, or at least fan of a tradition. Pitch a strike at the knees, it's 2-1. The message to Cody was, happy birthday, Cody. Let's get some runs. The classic Harry Carey exhortation. Pitch gets there, turned into that did Hicks, but it's a called strike. Liam disagrees. Count 2-2. Asks for time here. Going to rewrap the batting gloves. Riders in the home. When I say home white uniforms, it's just kind of a slightly off-white, not quite a cream color, but it's a slightly off-white with maroon trim. Two balls, two strikes, and a broken bat. Boy, ball goes out to second. That bat. My goodness, that snuck through the screen into the stands. The bat broke in half. The barrel went past the Rockhounds dugout first base side and went into the seats about even with the edge of the outfield grass and infield dirt on the right side, and it got through the screen. Meantime, and imagine almost everybody watching the bat, myself included, but Drew Swift made the play on the ground ball, which stayed fair. 4-3 put out. Here's Jax Biggers. Swings and fouls one away. 0-1. Josh hitting just 2-0-1. Four home runs, 25 driven in. Top of the order, Aaron Zavala on deck. 1-0 Frisco here in the bottom half of the second inning. That bat got through the screen. That was, boy, that's scary because, you know, that's a broken bat. That can be very dangerous. Pitch drops down low. One ball, one strike. Biggers, left-handed hitter, facing the right-hander, Jack Perkins. Third baseman Brett Harris cheating well in, almost to the grass. Pitch to Biggers, off speed, swung on and missed. Count goes 1-2. Jack has mentioned his fourth appearance since being called up. Delivers just inside. Boy, good aggressive pitch. Just missed on the 1-2. Coming in 15 and two-thirds innings, 19 hits, 7 walks and 17 strikeouts. A little over a K per inning coming in. Off-speed pitch looped into left field. That's got a chance on the move. That ball will drop. Base hit. Figures will make a big turn, but Johnny Butler gets to it in a hurry, but an opposite field base hit for Biggers on a 2-2 pitch. Kind of a soft flare, but he placed it in fairly shallow left toward the line, and not much Johnny could do with that. So one on, one man down, and here's Aaron Zavala, fouled out to third baseman Brett Harris, his first time up. Left-handed hitter at 2-0-9 coming into this game. Zavala waits, takes, and that's down and in for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Aaron Zavala, who is out of Kaiser, Oregon. State capital in Salem. Pitch outside for a ball. One ball and maybe two balls and no strikes to Zavala. Evan Carter on deck, and that starts that, especially that trio of Carter, Acuna, and Sejasi. Set by the right-hander, Perkins pitch, and that is looped foul. Third base side into the seats. Well, this place continues to fill up. Again, they are expecting 12,000 here tonight on fireworks night. Grass berms are as full as I think I have ever seen. Pitch swung on, and that's looped foul out of play. So a two-ball, two-strike count to Zavala. There isn't a ton of bermage, if that's even a word here. We have an area in deep, deep right center field, just right of the batter's eye, and then pretty long stretch in left and left center. Set turning to toss to first by Perkins. Outfield here has several different features. They have what they call the lazy river. It's kind of a figure eight-shaped pool behind the right field side. There's a swing and a miss in Zavala. Goes after a fastball up, and he comes up empty. So it's one on and two men down, and here's Evan Carter, who bounced out to shortstop his first time up. The Lazy River is the largest something in a ballpark. I guess the largest in-stadium water feature or something like that. Not my cup of tea, but I imagine it's very popular here this evening. Sits behind the right field wall up high. Pitch down low, ball one to Evan Carter, 1-0. Left-handed hitter at 316. They have a really cool feature here at the home run terrace. That's right down the left field line. Covered with an A-frame, most of it. Swinging a high pop-up. Left side, Brett Harris. Does he have room? He does, and he'll glove it. In foul ground, so the one-out base hit does no damage. No runs on that hit. No errors in one man left on base. So two innings into the ball game. We're at Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Our broadcast brought your way by Village Car Wash. And after two, the Rough Riders on top, 1-0.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the third in Frisco, and for the Rockhounds, it's 8-9-1 in the order. Lazaro Armenteros, Drew Swift, back up top for Lawrence Butler. Facing right-hander Josh Stephen, young man from DeSoto, Texas. Lazaro back in the order. Was a late scratch 3 days ago. Pitched down low, ball one, one ball, no strikes, and then missed the next two games, but he is back and in the lineup as the designated hitter this evening. Pitch way outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. It's the first time Stephen has gone 2-0 to this early point of the game. Right-hander has his sign against the right-handed hitting Armenteros. Pitch on the way to Lazaro, and that'll just miss. Maybe a little low. Three balls, no strikes. And we are high up here. This is somewhat unique for the Texas League, a unique broadcast location. Pitch, and boy, that just missed as well. Lazaro calmly thought that was a ball, and he was right. Four-pitch walk. Boy, four strikeouts, a hit batsman, and now a four-pitch walk, and that's one on, nobody down. Here's Drew Swift. Well, Drew is in a horrible slump. He's dropped all the way down to 414, playing in his ninth game with the Rockhounds. 12 for 29, right-handed hitter. Two big swings of the bat over the weekend. Takes down the way. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Started the two-run game-winning rally on Saturday night. Hounds on Saturday and Sunday trailed 3-2 going to the last of the ninth inning. On Saturday, Drew started the inning with a double on the first pitch. Lawrence Butler, who is on deck, followed with a triple to right center field. And Brett Harris, who is in the hole, followed with a walk-off single on an 0-2 pitch, I might add, as the Hounds won the game 4-3. They won 4-3 again on Sunday, had two on, nobody out, and it was Drew who, with two on and then two out, drove in the tying run. And Lawrence Butler then drove in the winning run with a walk-off. A big swing and a miss. Boy, Drew had a rip, and the count goes one ball, one strike. Lazaro Armenteros, the base runner, has some speed. He has two steals. He's been caught twice. Not necessarily a base stealer, but he can run well. Swinging a foul straight back. Count is one and two. So after a quick visit from Liam Hicks, his catcher, Josh Stephen now comes right back with two strikes. Top of the third, Frisco leads 1-0. Hounds wearing the slate blue jerseys over the gray baseball pants this evening. Long set by Stephen. Long set. Pitch swung on. Lined into right field. That'll sink in. Drop a base hit again for Drew Swift. And that will bring Lazaro to third. Drew Swift with a base hit to right. Well, he was held hitless yesterday, but that's the first time as a Rockhound. So in his ninth game, he has a single to right field. So he's hit in 8 out of 9 games, and he's 13 for 30, flirting with 450. And, of course, that's in 9 games, but it looks awfully nice, and I'm sure feels very good. First and third is Armenteros. Goes from corner to corner, and now here is Lawrence Butler. Hounds down 1-0, but runners at the corners, nobody out. Lawrence takes outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Drew Swift, again, that number 9 spot in the order. And Bobby Crosby likes a guy in the 9 spot that can get some things done. He's always thought that way, and, boy, Drew Swift has really filled that role. Pitch swung on, popped foul. That'll get into the seats just down below us off to the left. One ball, one strike. Mentioned the location here. We are 4 stories up. And for a minor league ballpark, that's probably about as high a location. There are some advantages to it, of course. You get a good overview. Don't really feel as connected as you do at so many of the venues, and Rocky Town certainly near the top of that list, San Antonio, Corpus, and Tulsa, among others. But again, a good overview of the ballpark. Pitch to the corner, down and away. It's two balls, one strike. This, I'll say this with humor, this used to be my least favorite broadcast location, and then Amarillo's ballpark was built, and that took over the top spot by leaps and bounds. Ah, Hodgetown. Two balls and one strike to count to Lawrence Butler. Stretch in pitch, and that's just down and in. Ball three, 3-1. Of course, if you gripe about ballparks and broadcasting, you do that with a certain perspective only, of course. We're pretty doggone lucky to be here. Three balls, one strike. Pitch to Lawrence. Just got there. Woo, outside corner. He thought that was wide. Boy, borderline pitch. Call goes Josh Stevens' way. 3-2 to Lawrence Butler. Drew Swift is the runner at first base. Runners at the corners. Nobody out. 3-2 count. Swift, not a big lead. Edging a bit. 3-2. Long set by Steven. Runner not going. Pitch swung on. Ground ball out toward second base. And that will drive home a run. No play for Biggers other than a 4-3 put out. So Lawrence Butler, while he is out, his 45th run batted in. Lazaro Armenteros scores. That ties us up at one apiece. And down to second base in the scoring position goes Drew Swift for Brett Harris. So the Hounds Frankenstein won together. Now time is called. Don't know by whom. Pitch clock will reset. Brett Harris hit by a pitch his first time up. Drew Swift at second base. Takes the walking lead. Gets a glance from Steven. Josh's pitch. Sliced foul out of play. Right side. 0-1. Brett Harris at 279. Mentioned had a rough month of June. He had 171, but boy, in the last homestand, he was outstanding and went right back to the Brett Harris that we know. You're not going to hit 450 very often, but in the Corpus Christi series, played in five games of the six and went 9-for-20, a 450 average, and drove in six runs. Swings, and I jinxed him nicely there. Foul ball, quickly an 0-2 count. Ty Krause, our crew chief behind home plate. He's from Glendale, Arizona. Felix Neon from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic is our first base umpire. And Jared Moleman from Brenham, Texas is our third base umpire for this game. And that'll be our crew for this series. Pitch to Brett, fouled it back again. Count stays 0-2 to the Hounds third baseman. Frisco coming off a three-game split with first-half champion San Antonio to open the second half. The Riders are 34-40 overall, 3-3 in the second half. The 0-2 stretch, pitched by Steven, up and in, and boy, that's a foul ball, I think. Let's see what they're saying here. Bobby Crosby wants an explanation. I think Brett thought that ball hit him, but I believe it'll be a foul ball. Drew Swift comes to third. And Bobby Crosby talking with Ty Krause, but I believe that has simply been deemed a foul ball. Could hear it hit something, even from upstairs here. So Drew Swift will have to go back to second, and now he will oblige. No, it's still 0-2. Brett thought that hit him, but at that point, apparently he was considered part of the bat. Foul ball. And the count 0-2. Pitch to Brett, swung on and drives one to left field. Going back with room and making the catch on a deep line drive is Zavala. Boy, well hit ball. That ball got in on Brett just a little bit, but that was an 0-2 pitch, and he hit it hard to deep left field, just shy of the track in left. But Zavala was there with room. Two men down, and here's Darryl Hernandez. Strikeout victim his first time up. Darryl 0 for 8 in the last two games of the Corpus Christi series, so 0 for his last nine. Swings and sends one into right center field, and that ball is going to drop for a base hit. Darryl Hernandez will bring home the game, the go-ahead run, I should say. And that is a double to second base. Boy, wasted no time. Sent an opposite field double in the gap to right center field. Darryl Hernandez, 39th run batted in of this season. Drew Swift comes across to score, and the Hounds have taken a 2-1 lead here in Frisco. So did I say Darryl was over his last nine? Can crumple up that piece of paper. Drives home the run, a 2-1 game. Hernandez in scoring position for Denzel Clark. Denzel, right-handed hitter, waits. Swing sends one back to the screen, 0-1. 247 average for Darryl, or Denzel, forgive me, Darryl's at second base, of course, Darryl Hernandez. Denzel had a three-run home run in the series with the hooks. It's swung at his line in the center field. That's a base hit. Going to send the runner home. There will be a throw, and it's got a chance. I think they got him. They do. He's out. What a terrific throw, and that was Evan Carter in center field. Riders did a nice job, too, not telegraphing the fact that that throw was coming. Base hit for Denzel Clark, but Darryl Hernandez is out at home plate. 8-2. Goes the put out on a terrific throw, good catch and tag, and Hernandez was out. But the Hounds take the lead. We'll go to the bottom half of the third. Village Car Wash score from Frisco now has the Rock Hounds on top of the Rough Riders, 2-1.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Rockhounds take a 2-1 lead here on RBIs by Lawrence Butler and Darryl Hernandez. We go to the bottom half of the third. Jack Perkins will face Luis Angel Acuna and Thomas DeJace and Trevor Hobbard. So again, it's a tough part of the order for the Riders. Broadcast brought your way by Hilliard IT Solutions. As Acuna now will stand in, right-handed hitter. Swings and hits a line drive, left side base hit. First pitch swing. Looked like a middle out delivery. He just reached out and yanked that to left. So Acuna is 2-for-2. He didn't steal a base in the first inning, but again, when he gets on, it's if it's not a guaranteed deal, it's pretty close. Fourth hit of the ball game now for Frisco. Luis Angel Acuna, 33 steals in 36 attempts. He's on with nobody out. Thomas Sajasi, the batter. An excellent run producer. Takes inside for a ball, 1-0. Sajasi is single in the first. The two singles by Acuna and Sajasi, which came with the bases empty, two down, followed by a pair of walks. Second of those with the bases loaded. Pitches up and in, ball 2-0. By the way, Acuna, not only an exceptionally good base dealer, but as if to accentuate that, he is wearing bright yellow spikes. Pitches down and in, boy, that's ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes. Been a little bit up and down here in this game with command for Jack Perkins. Again, the Rough Riders color is kind of an off-white and maroon, and maroon stirrups, and then the yellow shoes. I don't know sartorially how that looks. Called strike right down the middle, 3-1. Sagacy taking all the way. That pitch not to his liking. And Acuna, one of those guys who does wear the baseball pants in such fashion that the stirrups are very visible. He is running. Pitch is swung on, and that ball hit in the air. Deep left center field. On the move and reaching up and tracking it down nicely is Denzel Clark. Acuna will come back to first base. That ball was ripped. Boy, Brett Harris hit it hard in the top of the inning. And Sagacy gave that a ride. That's a really good play by Denzel Clark. That ball was hit in the gap. Denzel, long strides. He's tall and fast, and man, he tracked that down really well. Well hit ball by Sagacy. One man down. Back to first is Acuna. And here's Trevor Hauber. Left-handed hitter walked his first time on four pitches. Acuna not running. Pitch swung on. That ball hit well to right field, but Butler is there, and he'll make that catch. Boy, two really well-hit balls. Just a couple of outs on line drives. One to left center field, and this one to straightaway right. Now Kellen Strong walked with the bases loaded his first time up. Our Hilliard IT Solutions early game trivia. It's more just a couple of stories, but it surrounds some interesting happenings away from the diamond, but on the 4th of July in Major League Baseball. Of course, it's a great day for baseball, national pastime, and all of that good stuff. But in Detroit and in Milwaukee, things didn't go the way they planned. Here's pitch up and in for a ball. One ball and no strikes. We'll tell you two tales of 4th of July baseball misery, at least to an extent, at least for some folks. One ball and no strikes to Strom. Right-handed hitter Kellen is the DH. Outfielder by trade. There goes Acuna. Pitch is swung on a line drive. Gloved by Hernandez at shortstop. Boy, that is a single followed by three outs, and I mean the seams got loosened, I think, on probably all three of those outs. But three line drives, two to the outfield and one to shortstop Darryl Hernandez. No runs on a base hit, no errors, and one man left on. We've played three, give you some totals and a little trivia on the way. And after three complete in Frisco, Village Car Wash score of our game. The Rockhounds 2 and the Rough Riders 1.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by Oxy.
Opening game of a six-gamer in Frisco, Texas. Rockhounds and Rough Riders. The Rockhounds lead the game by the score of 2-1. Plenty of opportunities in this game, especially for the Rough Riders so far, but the Hounds scoring twice in the third and taking the lead in this game. The basics, the Hounds 2 runs, 3 hits. Frisco 1 run, 4 hits. The game has been errorless. Shane McGuire will lead it off here in the top half of the fourth inning. Two young pitchers in terms of double-A experience. Josh Steven, in fact, making his debut, and he finds the plate with the fastball at the knees, 0-1 to Shane McGuire. Struck out his first time up. Steven struck out 4 of the first 5 batters he faced in the game, and the Hounds got to him a bit in the third. Pitch to Shane, swung on, high fly ball, center field. Straightaway and playable, going to carry a little bit, but fairly deep center, hauled in by Evan Carter. One man down here in the fourth inning. The Rough Riders got two base hits with two men out and nobody on. Luis Angel Acuna and Thomas Sagesi back-to-back singles. Then Trevor Hauber and Kellen Strom back-to-back walks in the first inning. Strom's walk coming with the bases full. And the Riders got the game's first run. Here's J.J. now. Takes just down and in. One ball, no strike. Schwarz bounced out to short his first time. Riders got a one-out single in the second, a leadoff single in the third, followed by three well-hit balls, but all three were outs. J.J. swings, ground ball down the third base side, and a diving stop by Sagesi. Gets up, throws, and he... Nope, the ball got loose. See how that'll be scored. That, I think, will be a hit. Boy, tremendous effort by Sagesi. Diving stop. Got up and threw a little low. But you make a dive to start the play. I've got to think that'll be scored a base hit. The inbox PA was working a moment ago. Now all of a sudden it is not, I guess. So JJ's on at first, and that'll bring up Johnny Butler. I don't know if he's looking at it again or he's just not going to share that with us. Well, the main scoreboard has a hit, and I will certainly go with that. A big swing and a miss as Butler comes up empty 0-1. Again, any time the play begins with a diving stop, obviously that is probably going to be a base hit. I always like to confirm it. Yep, then that now has been confirmed. So a base hit for J.J. It's a bat the Hounds would love to have come around. That was a well-hit ball. Really good play by Sagesi to knock it down. Swing and a foul straight back. Oh, two count now. No balls, two strikes to Johnny Butler. Hounds took the lead in the third, a leadoff walk by Lazaro Armenteros. Single to right center by Drew Swift, put runners at the corners. Lawrence Butler, a ground out to second base, scored a run. And a two-out double by Daryl Hernandez drove in the go-ahead run. Long set here by Steven. Runner bluffs, doesn't go, pitch down and in, one ball, two strikes. And Denzel Clark followed with a single, but Daryl was thrown out by Evan Carter on a good throw home and got him to end the inning. 2-1 Rockhounds in the top of the fourth inning. J.J. on base with one man down, and a 1-2 count to Johnny Butler, left-handed hitter, a swing and a miss, and he is out on strikes. So five strikeouts now for Steven, his first since the first batter of inning number two. Two down for Lazaro Armenteros. He walked on four pitches. His last time up came around to score. Lazaro at 190. Right-handed hitter waits. Short lead at first for J.J. And a pitch to Armenteros down and away. Ball one. Of Lazaro's 22 base hits, he's 22 for 116. He has 55 strikeouts, so he struck out almost in half of his at-bats. But of his 22 hits, 14 are for extras. Five doubles, three triples, and six home runs. Pitch swung in a little nubber. Third base line, and the throw to first is nowhere near in time. Boy, that is a really nice pick by first baseman Hatcher. Base hit for Armenteros. The Rockhounds have a couple of infield singles in this inning. First one, of course, was very sharply hit. This was just a little swinging bunt. Josh Steven made the play and decided to throw to first base, but he hurried the throw a little bit, and it was on a hop. And that's a really nice pick by the first baseman Hatcher. If that ball gets by, J.J. Schwarz would at least have gone to third, and I think probably would have scored. Breaking pitch to Drew Swift is down and away for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Field has remained in shadows for about an inning and a half now, so that looks like that'll be the way it'll go the rest of this evening. Here's the stretch and pitch, and a swing and a miss. Boy, a good strong backup delivery that time by the right-hander. So the Hounds now have five base hits in the ballgame, a couple here in this inning. First and second, two men down. Drew Swift at the plate, top of the order, Lawrence Butler on deck. Set by Steven, pitch to Drew, swings and a high pop-up, shallow right field. Hauber is there with plenty of time and room, and he's got it for the out. So fly ball to right field will end the inning. No runs for the Hounds on a couple of base hits. No errors, and two men are left on base. So to the bottom half of the fourth we go, and our Village Car Wash score has the Hounds on top of the Rough Riders 2-1.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021, see what total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Bottom third of the order in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Josh Hatcher will lead it off. Hatcher, a strikeout victim his first time. Jack Perkins' pitch is down and in for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Liam Hicks and Jax Biggers to follow. Hilliard IT Solutions. 4th of July gone wrong. Trivia, here's a swing and a foul away. That got toward the seats and caromed back to the field. And ironically, these two incidents happened both on the 4th of July and both in 2001. Same day. Crazy stuff. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and that's fouled away. Miller Park in Milwaukee had just opened. It was the new home at the time of the Milwaukee Brewers. But for a while, the stadium had this reputation for being jinxed. Pitch is high for a ball. It's 2-2 to Hatcher. And on this date, on the 4th of July, part of the festivities, they had parachutists. Here's a hard hit ball out towards second. At the shoe top, Swift throws across the body and got him. That's a pretty play by Drew Swift. Ball was hit toward up the middle. So Drew had a range to his right. He made the pick right at the shoe tops and threw back across the body nicely for the out. One away in the fourth inning for Liam Hicks. So two parachutists, maybe delivering the first pitch or whatever it be. But obviously that's impressive. And on the 4th of July, that's a good thing to do, to have parachutists to come on into the ballpark. Swinging a foul straight back to Liam Hicks. Now they have a retractable roof on Miller Park, and it was open. And so the two parachutists parachute out of the plane and head toward terra firma. Pitch just missed. One ball, one strike. Now, I am not making fun. I would not make fun of this because one of the guys was injured. Okay, so I'm not making fun of that at all. And it was really, a scary deal. Pitch outside for a ball. It's 2-1. One of the parachutists didn't quite get in the opening of the retractable roof, and he ended up on a beam. The reports say several hundred feet off the ground. Sounds like a pretty high roof. Pitcher called strike, and it's 2-2. And he did actually break his ankle. Now, again, not making fun of that. Never would. But he didn't quite navigate the retractable roof properly. That was the one parachutist. The other parachutist, where do you think he ended up? Now, again, I'm guessing these guys were trained in all of that. Here's the two-ball, two-strike pitch. Just down and in, did he go? Nope, did not full count. 3-2 to left-handed hitting catcher Liam Hicks. bounced out to second base his first time. Well, the second parachutist not only didn't navigate the retractable roof opening, he missed the ballpark. Pitch swung on line into right center field, and it'll sink and drop for a base hit. Denzel Clark will make the play on a hop for the 3-2 single for Liam Hicks, and the tying run is on base on a single to right field with one down in the fourth inning. Five base hits now for each team in this game. Batter is Jax Biggers. He flared a little base hit into left field his first time up. Yeah, the second parachutist. Now, I'm not a parachutist. I never would. But I'm guessing that, you know, finding the landing spot, your target, is part of the training. It swung on, popped in the air, playable. Brett Harris, third time in this game, a pop out to third base. And Biggers is retired. In fact, that is three foul ball pop outs to the third baseman. First two times through the order. One on and two men down. Top of the order now, Aaron Zavala. Base runner is Liam Hicks. Two out in the inning. Perkins comes set. Zavala, left-handed hitter, is 0 for 2. Takes high and away for a ball. And so the second parachutist we're talking about missed Miller Park entirely. Miller Park is pretty big. Even from jumping out of an airplane, pitch drops down low for a ball, 2-0. So the first guy, the guy who was injured, you would never, ever make fun of that. The second guy, well, make it a little bit of fun. You at least ought to be able to get to the ballpark somehow, but apparently he drifted a bit wide. Pitch down and away, ball three. So that is the third 3-0 count, or the fourth, forgive me, in this game. For Jack Perkins, one on and two men down. Evan Carter is on deck. Very dangerous hitter. Zavala waits. He takes. Now it's down low. Ball four. So Carter will get a chance here in the fourth inning. Third walk issued by Jack. He walked back-to-back batters in the first inning. The second of those with the bases loaded. Two on and two out. Evan Carter 0 for 2. He's bounced to short and popped out to third. The other mishap on the 4th of July, same year, 2001, at Comerica Park in Detroit. 50 people were stranded at the ballpark. Now, if that sounds odd, it is. But they were stranded at Comerica. Pitched down and in, and boy, did it hit him. Oh, it did. Got him on the ankle. Bases are loaded. Second time the Riders have loaded the bases with two men down. And the batter is Luis Angel Acuna. And he's 2 for 2. Shane McGuire going to go out for a visit. Brett Harris and first baseman J.J. Schwarz will join that conversation. Well, Comerica Park, now I don't know if they have this permanently, but on the 4th of July in 2001, in addition to all of the other accoutrements, they had a Ferris wheel. And the Ferris wheel jammed. It froze. It broke. So 50 people are right. Well, there are more than 50, I'm sure. But 50 are high enough off the ground that they're out of reach. 50 people stranded on a Ferris wheel at a ball game at Comerica in Detroit on this date in 2001. Here's Acuna. Takes down and away, ball one, one ball, no strikes. By the way, they had to call the fire department. Firefighters rescued the folks on the Ferris wheel using cherry pickers and fire ladders. Man, and they were stranded, by the way, for 2 hours. Pitch down low, and it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. So the plot thickening here. Acuna already 2 for 2. A 2-0 count, bases loaded, two men down. Hounds 2-1 advantage now. Hanging by a thread. 2-0 stretch. Acuna waits. Pitched by Perkins. Ball hit in the center field, but Denzel will track it down. Boy, in the third inning, a leadoff single by Acuna, followed by three line drive outs. Here with the bases loaded, an absolute laser to center, but Denzel is there. No runs on a base hit, a walk, and a hit batsman. No errors, and three men are left on base. I'm going to double-check my card here, but I show Frisco with eight men left on base through four innings of play. To the top of the fifth inning we go. Village Car Wash score from Frisco as the Rockhounds on top of the Rough Riders. Score is 2-1.
If you love HEB but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from add-in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
On this 4th of July, very happy Independence Day. Wherever you might be celebrating, thanks so much for spending part of your July 4th with us on Rockhounds Radio. Thanks, by the way, for all the folks who came out over our terrific July Independence celebration. 12,500 total, I do believe, over three fireworks evenings. Great stuff. Three really good ball games, with two of them especially Rockhounds winning. Swinging bunt by Lawrence Butler will start this inning, and he will be out on one pitch. Lawrence over the top of that. Josh Steven got to it and made the play. So Lawrence 0-for-3, but he does have an RBI in the ballgame. And the batter will be Brett Harris. Brett is 0-for-1, hit by a pitch in the first inning. And flew out to left last time. Interesting how Athletic Trainer is going to come out. Didn't see what happened to Josh Steven on that play, but talk to the young pitcher here. Don't know what he did. Charged in, made the play, threw to first base for the out. But there is a convention-sized group right now on the pitcher's mound, and we'll see if Josh Steven is going to stay in this game. Don't know if that's something ongoing or something that happened on that play in particular. So pretty good conversation going on, and yeah, he is done for the day. Well, we get a nice round of applause. Again, I'm sure he has some family and friends. He's from DeSoto. Did not see what he did right there on that play. So Josh Steven will come out with one man down in the fifth inning, nobody on base. Pitched very well in his debut. He goes 4 1/3. He gave up 5 base hits. One of those an infield single. 2 runs, they are both earned. He walked 1 batter, struck out 5, hit 1 batter. And so the Rough Riders would go to the bullpen. And of course, whoever comes on in this scenario will have whatever time he needs. As soon as the crowd breaks up here, we'll figure out who that is on the hill. So the Riders will go to a bullpen, go to a left-hander out of the bullpen. A 2-1 ball game with the bases empty. Rockhounds on top here in the top half of the fifth inning. And I think that's Tristan Polly who will come on. Left-hander, yep, there he is. Finally got the uniform number. So Tristan Polly. First name is spelled T-R-I-S-T-O-N. Last name is P-O-L-L-E-Y, Tristan Polly. Inherits the bases empty and one man down here in inning number 5. Rockhounds and Rough Riders tomorrow through Saturday at 7:05, and then Sunday evening 6:05. That'll be followed by the four-day All-Star break next Monday through Thursday. Majors and minors alike. Only the All-Stars will be playing first part of next week in Seattle, Washington. Rockhounds are back home a week from this Friday, the 14th, 15th, and 16th. The only three-game homestand of the season. And it will cover a weekend, and that's going to be great stuff. Military Appreciation Weekend. On that Friday, the 14th, Zach Geloff bobbleheads. Boy, one of the terrific kids and tremendous prospect. Zach Geloff, bobblehead dolls on Friday the 14th, fireworks on the 15th, and family day on Sunday, July 16th. It's almost scary to say July 16th, already coming up for the next homestand. 14th, 15th, and 16th. And, of course, you can pick up your tickets and grab information right where you are right now, MidlandRockhounds.org. Tristan Pauly summoned out of the bullpen due to an injury, so he can, and not limited to the normal amount of pitches, he can take whatever time he needs. Of course, relief pitchers don't take very long at all, so he'll face Brett Harris and Darryl Hernandez, in this fifth inning. Hounds with a 2-1 lead. Rockhounds and Amarillo, each winning 5 out of 6 at home to open the second half. Sod Poodles took 5 out of 6 from Tulsa, and the Rockhounds 5 out of 6 from Corpus Christi. Mentioned the Rough Riders and San Antonio split a 3-game series, or 3 each, a 6-game series. They split it. So they are 2 games back each. Now Brett Harris ready, as is Tristan Pauly. Brett stands in, first pitch, and he takes a strike on the outside half, 0-1. Stadium lights starting to take a bit of effect. Still an evening blue sky with just a little bit of cloudiness, not much. Still a little bit of humidity, though, in the air. Pitch drops down and away for a ball, 1 ball, 1 strike. When I do believe they're going to get that 12,000 that they expected here tonight. Of course, this is biggest market in the Texas League. Well, this place has just grown by amazing leaps and bounds since they first came to be in 2003 to the Rough Riders. Brett takes down an away. 2 balls, 1 strike to the Hounds third baseman. Nobody on and one man down. We're at the top of the fifth. Hounds lead 2-1. 2-1 count. Tristan Pauly comes set. Left-hander delivers and a swing and a miss. 2 balls, 2 strikes. This franchise in the old days, you and I watched some of that, used to be in Shreveport, Louisiana. The Shreveport Captains, and then for a, I think it was just one fateful year when they were basically on the move out of town, the Shreveport Swamp Dragons. Awful name, but I guess ahead of its time. Here's a swing, foul ball at the plate, still 2-2. That name was just, at the time anyway, that was out of left field. Of course, now it sounds basically almost mainstream. But that franchise was moved here in 2003. The Riders won the Texas League title in their second year of existence in 04. Pitched around to the dirt, ball 3-2. And until last year, that was the only title in Frisco history. But the Rough Riders won the Texas League crown last season. Really kind of stormed through the playoffs. Playoffs, of course, shorter than they used to be. A couple of best-of-three series decide the Texas League title. Brett Harris takes. Nope, just high. Ball 4. Brett now 37 walks against 41 strikeouts. And again, a very good run producer. He has 47 to lead the team. Lawrence Butler right behind him at 45. Here's Darryl Hernandez. He is 1-for-2 with a double and a ribby, his 39th. Was thrown out trying to score from second base on the Denzel Clark single in the third inning. One on, one out. Good lead for Harris. It's Hernandez, ground ball to second. That's going to be an easy double play. Flip to short for one. Acuna's relay and plenty of time. Well, that is tailor-made. It was sharply hit and virtually right at the second baseman. So it goes Biggers to Acuna. And on to first baseman Hatcher. No runs or hits, a walk, but that is wiped away. We'll go to the bottom half of the fifth inning, and we are midway through this series opener in Frisco. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 2, Rough Riders 1.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
In the home half of the fifth inning, Frisco will send Thomas DeJacy, Trevor Hauber, and Kellen Strong to the plate against right-hander Jack Perkins. DeJacy 1-for-2. Right-handed hitter stands in, takes a fastball strike, 0-1. Singled, setting up a run in the first inning, and ripped a ball to center that was caught by Denzel Clark in the third. Takes way up and in. Down one ball, one strike. That's a couple of times he's been backed away in this game as Sajacy. 306 average, 11 home runs, 57 driven in. One of the league's best run producers. Right-hand hitter takes good backup pitch for a strike. That had him kind of edging away. And lead foot got a little nervous on a pitch that backed up over the inside corner. Thomas with 57 runs batted in. He's fourth in the Texas League with that total of ribbies. One ball, two strikes to count. Activity begins in the Rockhounds bullpen as Perkins delivers down the way, and it's two balls, two strikes. Riders going to the pen in that last inning. Of course, that was due to injury. We hope nothing serious. Jorge Juan is warming in the Rockhounds bullpen. Pitch down and away. Count goes full. 3-2. Riders have had at least one base runner in each of the first four innings of the game. They got on the board first. The Rockhounds with two in the third. 3-2 offering. And a called third strike. And boy, so JC didn't think so. He's out on strikes. Does have a fairly high strikeout total. That's 77 of them. That was a borderline pitch. And I don't think he liked the call, but I think probably one of those who was just too close to take. Second strikeout, or is that three? Forgive me, that is three. It's three walks, three strikeouts to Jack Perkins. And the batter is Trevor Hauber. He has walked and he lined out sharply in the third. Takes high for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Sometimes it isn't how hard you hit it, it's where you hit it. That was the case for the Rough Riders in inning number three. Leadoff base hit by Acuna and three just shots that were each caught. Pitch high and away, ball 2-2-0. Hauber, a base on balls in the first, and that loaded him up. And moments later, Kellen Strom drew a walk and brought home a run. Pitch outside, that's ball three. Three balls, no strikes. So four times at least, might be five in this game now with 3-0 counts to start a batter. Put 3-0 over to Hauber in the first. Here's a strike, and the count now goes 3-1. And that is five 3-0 counts in this game. Jack with the 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss, 3-2. Hover, left-handed hitter. 249 is the batting average. He steps out now asking for time. Trevor Hover from Chandler, Arizona. That's where he makes his home. Left-handed hitter stands back in. Count full. Nobody on, one out. Pitch from Perkins lifted high in the air and foul. That'll drift well into the seats or over maybe toward the bullpen. Bullpen's here. It's just really classic. They look cool because they're basically cut out of the stands. But it's because they didn't have them in the original design. There were no bullpens. Pitch down and in and back to the screen, and Jack Perkins, hands on his hips, turns and takes a little walk around the first base side of the mound. So a one-out walk to Hover. That's two walks for Hover in this game, four overall for the Rockhounds right-hander. Here comes Bobby Crosby, and that might be it for Jack Perkins. And, yep, we go to the bullpen. So Jorge Juan will come on to pitch here. So Juan will come in the fifth inning with one man on and one man out. And the tall right-hander will face Kellen Strom in a couple of moments. The bullpens here are at the basically at the far end. It's a horseshoe alignment seating area. It's a big seating area here. Again, this is a huge market. And basically it has AAA size, does this ballpark. And the bullpens sit just below concourse level. So you got the concourse, then you walk into the seating bowl. Well, in the corners, both right field and left field, if you're walking on the concourse, then they've got seating areas right behind the bullpens. And again, that's probably good for the guys because it's not just general seating. Those are pretty specific and pretty spiffy tables and all that kind of stuff. But the bullpens are basically cut right out of the stands. And that's because there were no bullpens originally in the design of this ballpark. There was also no place for the public address announcer to sit. I got that one firsthand, by the way. I got that from the original radio voice of this team. Name was Scott Garner. And Scott was being given the tour of the press box, which was at the time under construction but getting very near to completion as he had been hired and was getting a look at where he'd be working. And the home booth here is very large. Good size anyway. And so Scott, I'm sure, liked the looks of that. And then they said, well, let's give you a look at the rest. And they brought him down here to the visiting booth. And the visiting booth actually is a fine size, but it used to be a little bit bigger, a little wider. And so Scott got the tour, and he had this big, deep voice and a terrific Texas accent. And Scott gently asked the tour guide, well, where does the PA guy sit? And they didn't have an answer for it because they didn't have a place carved out for him. Thank you very much. Kellen Strom is the batter, and he takes in the dirt from Jorge Juan for ball one. One ball, no strikes. So the visiting booth was contracted a little bit, and there was now they've changed now. They've rearranged the entire audio-video booth here to our left. It's much bigger now and fancy and all that. Here's the 1-0. Ball lifted foul out of play. But for a while, and John Clemens was the original PA voice here, the late John Clemens, one of the best people I've met ever in baseball, and maybe just walking planet Earth. Just a wonderful man who was missed. And he was the PA guy, and he had the skinniest booth you've ever seen. Pitch a called strike. It's 1-1. Make it 1-2. Should be 1-2, I think. Scoreboard has 1-1. Let's you and I go with 1-2, because I do believe that's correct. One on and one man down. Strom waits with a 1-2 count. The pitch on the way by Jorge Juan bends down and away to the dirt. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. But when all was said and done, they got the bullpens put in and they got a place for the PA guy, and they've been playing baseball here since 2003, so it all worked out just fine. Two balls, two strikes. One, the 6-8 right-hander delivers. That's down and away, and that's ball three. So a full count here. We'll see if Hover runs. Trevor has only one steal and one attempt on this season. We'll see if he is going here. Jorge Juan making his 11th appearance. Right-hander comes set. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on. A little chopper back to the mound. Jorge will make the play. And he'll flip to first for the out. Get a little high on the throw. That's a pitcher. Down to second base goes Hauber. So the tying run is now in scoring position with the bouncer back to the mound. Jorge Juan makes that play. Batter is Josh Hatcher, 0 for 2. Jorge Juan in 10 appearances, 0-1 with a 3.21 earned run average. That one save opportunity did not convert it. 10 base hits in 14 innings, 9 walks against 11 strikeouts. Right-hander set. Pitch, a check swing really fooled him on the pitch down. A little, basically about a half swing from Hatcher. So Trevor Hauber on at second base. He represents the tying run. Hatcher waits, left-handed hitter. Set and pitch by Juan. Way outside, going back to the screen. So on the wild pitch, it'll be a runner at third. That puts a little extra pressure on. It's one ball, one strike, tying run now 90 feet away. Jorge Juan, 6'8", 250. He's 24 years of age. Dominican Republic native. Signed by the A's as an international free agent in 2017. In the month of July, in fact. Here's the stretching pitch by Juan, and that ball hit in the air to right field toward the corner. Fair or foul is the question. It is a foul ball. When again, you hear the crowd ooh and aah. Now, when that ball hit, it was almost an educated guess here. Again, when that ball dropped to the ground, that was just out of our line of sight, blocked by the stands in each of the corners here. But the ball drifted foul, had a close call from Daryl Hernandez early in this game. One ball, two strikes, runner at third with two out. Rockhounds have a 2-1 lead, but the tying run 90 feet away, pitching away from Juan, and that's down and in. Ball two, 2-2. Josh Hatcher playing in just his eighth game with the Rough Riders. Hatcher from Albany, Georgia, left-handed hitter. Set by Juan. Here's the stretch and the pitch, and that ball is fouled straight back. We'll do it again on 2-2. Last of the fifth inning, Rockhounds with a 2-1 lead. Jorge looks in, has the sign from catcher Shane McGuire. Boy, a big lead off third base pitch. Swung on and missed. Boy, fastball. And that had him way late. Josh Hatcher, a late swing and a miss. He is out on strikes. So the inherited runner does not score. Jorge Juan becomes the, and I guess was probably right away, pitcher of record in this game. And for Jack Perkins, he had some base runners in this game, but ends up giving up just the one run. So we'll go to the top half of inning number six, give you some totals in a moment. And in the opener of this six-game set of the Metroplex, our Village Car Wash score, 2-5, the Rockhounds 2 and Frisco 1.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who could say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
Rockhounds 2 and the Rough Riders 1. We'll go to the top half of the sixth inning. Each team 5 base hits. Neither team has committed an error. Rough Riders scored in the bottom of the first inning. Got 2 two-out singles by Acuna and Sejasi. And back-to-back walks by Hauber and Strom, the latter forcing in the game's first run. Rockhounds got a leadoff walk to Lázaro Armenteros in the third. Drew Swift with a single to right center that puts Lázaro to third. He scored on a bounce out by Lawrence Butler, and a double by Darryl Hernández drove home Drew Swift. And the Hounds lead it 2-1. Denzel leads it off. Denzel Clark takes high and away for a ball from left-hander Tristan Polly. Came on in the fifth inning after Josh Steven had to leave the game. So both starters are now done for the evening. Steven remains a pitcher of record. Jorge Juan is the pitcher of record for the Hounds now. Pitch drops down low, 2-0 the count to Denzel. Struck out in the first inning, singled with Hernández at second and two out in the third inning. Darryl tried to score and was thrown out by center fielder Evan Carter. It's a swing of the ball, hit left side. That's got a chance. Base hit under the glove of a diving shortstop. Acuna couldn't get there. Wouldn't have been able to get Denzel anyway. Ball got past Sejasi, and when it did, that was pretty certainly going to be a base hit, but it does get into left field. So Denzel, 2-for-3. Batter will be Shane McGuire. Boy, one number I don't think I gave you on the totals last time, and I wanted to double-check my card against the box, but it is correct. The Riders have left 9 men on base in 5 innings. So they have had more opportunities, that's for sure. Here's Shane now. Pitch to McGuire. Takes down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Shane has struck out and flown out to center field, 0-for-2. Started this game with 95 degrees and a 102-degree heat index. Got a sunset starting here in Frisco. Stretch and pitch, and that ball is bounced foul. It's one ball, one strike. J.J. Schwarz waiting on deck. So a 2-1 score. Rockhounds come in 5-1. Lost a 7-game hit streak yesterday, but again, took 5 out of 6 in the opening series of the second half from Corpus Christi. Riders come in 3-3. Breaking pitch down and away for a ball. The count goes 2-1 now to Shane. Amarillo, and boy, we mentioned it yesterday. Goodness, they were rained out on the 2nd of July. Played a doubleheader on the 3rd and won both games over Tulsa. Pitch drops down low for a ball. Count goes 3-1. So Amarillo and the Hounds each 5-1 to start. First half champion San Antonio and the Rough Riders a couple of games back. And, of course, Corpus Christi 4 games out. But I might remind us all there are 63 games remaining in the half, including this one. 3 balls and 1 strike. Left-hander on the mound, pitch well inside. Boy, Shane McGuire, another base on balls. And that's going to bring a visit to the mound from, looks like, pitching coach and catcher. Again, Shane McGuire was 2-for-15 in the Corpus Christi series, but he walked 6 times. In his last 19 games, he's hitting under 200, but has walked, and including that one, he's walked now 15 times. So he has drawn some bases on balls. And this one will push Denzel Clark into scoring position. 2 on with nobody down. The batter will be J.J. Schwarz, an infield single his last time. He'll talk directly with Bobby Crosby about halfway between the plate and third base. What a beautiful evening here again. It's warm, that is for certain. We got one of the biggest bunches. We get very many more than 12,000 in this ballpark. It is a huge crowd here tonight. And a 2-1 ball game at that. Now J.J. ready to go as Tristan Polly is set on the mound. The conversation on the hill is over. 2-1, nobody down. J.J. waits from the right side. Stretch and pitch by Polly. At the outside half of the plate for a called strike with a fastball, 0-1. Johnny Butler waiting on deck. Polly looks in, has his sign. Left-hander gives a long look at second, out of the plate. That bends down and in. Count goes 1 ball, 1 strike. Tristan Polly is 6 feet even, 190 out of Indianapolis, Indiana. 16th rounder selected by the Rangers in 2019. Set by the lefty. Pitch takes flight. Schwarber sends one toward shortstop. Going to be two. Flip to second for one. Easy double play. 6-4-3. Boy, again, just tailor-made. Rockhounds have bounced into a double play now in each of the last two innings. Boy, and that one comes with two on and nobody out. Advancing to third is Denzel, but now there are two down in the inning. And Johnny Butler will be the batter. So Denzel at third. Rockhounds with a 2-1 advantage, but had a great opportunity there, and it the scenario changes big time here. Runner at third, two men down. Johnny Butler, a ground out to short and a strikeout, and he takes a strike. Boy, perfect pitch, knee high with some movement on it, outside corner. Stretch by the lefty, and the pitch down and away, a breaking pitch. By the way, should have mentioned, I was fascinated because Springfield started early today. Not quite sure the exact start time of that game. That fascinates me because they have fireworks tonight, but they've been done for a while. Pitch bends over the heart of the plate, called strike one and two. Perfect pitch again by Polly. Let's see when they started that game. First pitch was at 5:37 in Springfield. I don't know what they're doing, but they're having fireworks, and they beat Amarillo. Pitch down and away, and a good stop. Boy, he blocked the ball. Couldn't find it initially, but Liam Hicks had blocked it, kept it close enough. Denzel could not score. It's a good job of the Riders catcher. He wasn't sure he had completely blocked it, but yep, he sure did. At least blocked it enough. Springfield 9, Amarillo 8. So, boy, they turned Hammonds Field into Hodgetown. Hammonds Field in Springfield, Missouri. That went back and forth. They exchanged five-run innings, did the Cardinals and Sod Poodles in the 6th and 7th, but Springfield wins it on a final of 9-8. Rallied for three in the bottom of the 8th inning. Stretch and pitch by the lefty. That ball sliced but foul into the seats. Sky continues to darken into sunset and almost dusk now. Gorgeous sunset back off to the left. One of only two times in any day that I know which direction is which. Of course, sunrise and sunset. Other than that, your guess is not only as good as mine, it's a lot better. Here's the 2-2. Bouncing ball toward first. And that'll be handled. Pitcher into cover. Going to have to hurry. Boy, Butler, doggone, near beat it. 3-1 goes the put out. Johnny Butler can flat scoot. But he is out. That goes Hatcher to Polly. And the inning over. Boy, Hounds had first and second. Nobody out, but they come up empty. And that is one that you might look back on when this ball game is over. We shall see. We'll go to the bottom of the 6th. Our Village Car Wash score of the game, Rockhounds 2 and Frisco 1.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Rockhounds lead the Rough Riders by a score of 2-1. So we will go to the bottom half of the 6th inning. Check the official line on Jack Perkins. He goes 4 1/3, gives up 5 hits, 1 run. It was earned. 4 walks, he gets 3 strikeouts. Does not qualify as the pitcher of record in this game after going 4 1/3. Jorge Juan is the pitcher of record for the Rockhounds, and he will face 8-9-1 in the Frisco order. Liam Hicks and Jax Biggers will be followed by the top of the order, Aaron Zavala, here in the sixth inning. Hounds 2, Frisco 1. Hicks is 1-for-2 with a single. Swings and sends one foul out of play. He'll slice her into the seats on the third base side. And very warm triple digits on the heat index when we began the evening. 95 on the thermometer itself. Still 92. Here's a swing and a pop foul. Boy, Brett Harris again chasing. Can he get there? No, just out of room. Boy, if anybody on planet Earth can catch it, it's Brett Harris. And he has been, he already has 3 foul outs in this game that he has caught. And, of course, had that brilliant play last year. Just sensational. Minor league baseball defensive play of the season. A catch on the railing in the third base dugout at Rocky Town. Sensational. 0-2 pitch, way up high. 1-2 to count. We heard from Astound Broadband a couple of moments ago. One of those that are road to the show and that kind of sad to see. Pitch, boy, that just missed. Jorge, I'd love to know where. From here, impossible to tell, but it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Former Rockhound was designated for assignment. Guy has had a tremendous career. He will get some, be on the Hall of Fame ballot for certain. Pitch down low, 3-2, so an 0-2 count. He is now 3-2. Hounds have at least one fan in the stands. Somebody yelled, come on, Blue. Meaning that he didn't care for that call, I'm guessing. 3 balls and 2 strikes as Hicks will rewrap the batting gloves. Liam, left-handed hitting catcher at 2-0-7. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Jorge Juan with a 3-2 pitch. And he missed ball 4. Boy, an 0-2 count turns into a 3-2 walk to the number 8 hitter in the order. You know, 1-run game. Oh, my. Here's Jax Biggers now. The guy who, in fact, was a member of the Texas Rangers, they were the team that gave him his first, really his first full-time opportunity in the majors. Pitch went down low, ball 1. Jorge Juan all of a sudden can't navigate the zone. He went 0-2 to Hicks, walked him on the next 4. Now it's 1-0 to Jax Biggers with the top of the order waiting on deck. Nobody out. Nelson Cruz, just one of the all-time terrific people in Major League Baseball as well. This pitch, boy, again, just missed 2-0. That pitcher's mound getting to be a lonely spot again. Lights starting to take more and more effect here. Stadium lights, that is. Stretching the 2-0. That'll get there. 2 balls, 1 strike to count. Nelson Cruz played for the Rockhounds in 2004. And again, took a long while for him to be given a full-time chance. Rangers finally did. Pitch, called strike outside corner, 2-2. So Nelly really waited his turn to get to the major leagues, and when he did, he became one of the most prolific power hitters of his generation. 464 home runs. He won't get to 500, but boy, he flirted with it. There's a swing and a miss on a pitch up. Well, my goodness, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Juan. Jorge Juan went 0-2 on Liam Hicks, walked him on the next 4, went 2-0 to Jax Biggers, and struck him out on the next 3. Now here is Aaron Zavala. Nelson Cruz designated for assignment today by the Padres. He's had some problems, had some surgery on his eye, I believe, in this last offseason, swinging a foul straight back, trying to relieve an issue that he thinks had affected his vision and obviously his hitting. Was so hoping Nelly might get to 500 home runs. He won't, but at least it certainly appears that way. But my goodness, what a tremendous career. And again, he'll be on the All-Star, excuse me, the Hall of Fame ballot. Pitch up high for a ball, one ball, one strike. I would think, I don't know that he's got a kind of a chance he would have, but 464 home runs, that'll get you some notice. The pitch from Juan is a called strike of the knees to Zavala. That's one ball and two strikes now to Aaron Zavala. One man on, one man down, one run game. Ball game in the last half of the sixth. Set by Juan. Pitch takes flight. That ball sliced and foul out of play. It stays 1-2 to Zavala. Aaron popped out in foul territory to Brett Harris at third base in the first inning. Struck out in the second and walked in the fourth. First three trips to the plate facing Jack Perkins. Now, crowd stirring, and oh, they're doing the wave. There's a swing and a line drive into right field, a base hit. Drew Swift narrowly missed making a great catch in the line drive. Base hit for Zavala. And of course, I know the wave is a big deal. There are a lot of folks here, so I guess it's impressive, but you know, they're doing the wave and completely missed the line. The line drive got no applause whatsoever. That was a base hit, by the way. But the wave, of course, is taking over, so. As they continue that, you and I will continue to look at the ball game. First and second, and now you've got that three-man, little three-headed monster. Evan Carter, Luis Angel Acuna, and Thomas Sejace. And Shane McGuire is going to come out to the mound now and talk to Jorge Juan. Juan is in a jam, to be sure, here. Two on, one out, and three again. Got to be as good a trio as there is in the Texas League. Charles Hall is up and warming for the Rockhounds in the bullpen. 2-1 lead is in some jeopardy. By the way, Nelson Cruz, done a couple of pieces on him in our annual yearbook the last couple of years. Won the Roberto Clemente Award. That is for the ultimate honor for a major league player for his amazing service to his home in the Dominican Republic. Stretch and pitch, and that's outside for a ball to Carter. Evan is 0 for 2 with a hit by pitch. Left-handed hitter and a good one. High prospect for the Rangers. Now he also won the ESPN Sportsman of the Year Award for that same effort. He's just he's a hero in his home, and he ought to be. Here's a swing and a ball hit in the air to shallow center. Swift out, Clark in, and the ball drops! Everybody safe. Oh, my goodness, the Bermuda Triangle in center field. Denzel could not make the play. Going to see how they'll score that. I think it'll almost have to be a base hit. But the bases are loaded, and that was just a pop-up to center field. So now bases loaded, one out, and here is Luis Angel Acuna. Yep, that's going to go as a base hit. Bases loaded for Acuna. He's 2 for 3, and he lined out in his other appearance, pitched down and away for a ball. Boy, the Hounds are in a bundle of trouble here. Bases loaded, one away. Now, there's a bases loaded rally going on, and of course, all these folks are concentrating on is doing the wave. Bases full, 1-0 pitch, down out for the outside corner, ball two, 2-0. So, one now, a 2-0 count to a 300 hitter. Infield in at the corners, back up the middle. Acuna almost impossible to double up, though. Pitch by one, and that's a strike, and the count goes 2-1. Well, there are people paying attention to the game. They boo the strike call. 2-1 to count. Thomas Sejace on deck. Acuna wheels that bat around a couple of times. Right-handed hitter waits. Here's the stretch. Kicking a pitch by Juan. Turned into it a little bit. They're going to appeal. I thought he went. Nope, did not go. Wow. 3-1. Boy, that was close. Again, check swing. That's about as gray an area as you see. Turned into it, but not enough. And it's 3-1. Bases full. One man down. 2-1 Hounds. The the Riders really threaten here. The 2-1 pitch swung on, sent back up the middle, base hit. That's going to score two. Denzel will wisely throw to the infield, and it's a 3-2 Frisco lead. And boy, the missed play in center field comes back to haunt big time. Got to make that catch. So the RBI for Acuna, he will drive in two, his 42nd and 43rd. Hicks scoring easily from third base, and Zavala scores from second. So now the Rough Riders take the lead. Stopping at second base is Evan Carter. Acuna on at first base. The batter is Thomas Sejasi, and he is the third leading, and he's hit by a pitch. So Sejasi will take his base. Crowd will boo, and of course there's no way that's anything even near intentional. But that's okay. They bought their tickets. They can boo what they like. And now the bases are loaded again. So it's Carter to third, Acuna to second. And Bobby Crosby out of the Hounds dugout. And I think that's going to be it for, yep, going to be it for Jorge Juan. Boy, he really, well, he struggled in this inning, and he got a really bad break just from his perspective, a bad break behind him, a pop-up that dropped in shallow center field. When instead of two on with two out, it was bases loaded with one man down. So Charles Hall will come out of the bullpen. And the right-hander will face Trevor Hauber with the bases loaded. And a back-and-forth game, as we have seen, boy, each of the last four games now, including this one. Charles will inherit the bases full and one man down. Jorge Juan over the fifth and sixth innings combined goes a total of one inning. We'll check the numbers, but I believe three base hits, two runs both earned, and he is responsible for all three base runners on. He walked one batter, struck out two. That's what I was cheating him. Had one wild pitch and one hit batsman. So Charles Hall, bases loaded, one man down, and the Riders now with the lead in this ballgame by a 3-2 score. Charles Hall just about set to go. I mentioned that Springfield beat Amarillo, so the Sod Poodles fall to 5-2. Corpus Christi has defeated San Antonio tonight 5-3, so the Hooks, after breaking a seven-game losing streak yesterday against the Hounds, get their second consecutive win. They beat San Antonio by the beach 5-3. And the other three games still going. Top of the ninth at Tulsa, Wichita, and the Drillers tied at 3. Now Trevor Hauber to face Charles Hall. And boy, this is a pivotal moment in this game. 3-2 with the bases loaded and one man down. Hall's pitch finds the outside corner, but backdoor pitch for a strike, 0-1. Hauber, left-handed hitter, 0-1, lined out sharply in the third to right field and has walked two times. The first of those setting up a run. Pitch to him, swung on and missed. Hall comes right back with a fastball, jumps ahead in the count, 0-2. Hauber has 31 ribbies, 6 home runs. It's Sejasi at first, Acuna at second, and Carter at third. 0-2 count from the belt. Charles Hall with the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, late getting around. Good pitch by Hall, just baffled him. And out on strikes is Hauber. So bases loaded, two men down. And the batter is Kellen Strom. He walked with the bases full in the first inning. Lined out sharply to shortstop to end the third. And bounced out to pitcher Jack Perkins in the fifth. He bats in the sixth with the bases loaded. Frisco now with a 3-2 lead. Stretch by Hall, bases full. Pitch takes flight, down and away for a ball. Strom at 235. He's been pretty much an everyday player for the Rough Riders. 64th game of the season. This is game 76 overall, game 7 of the second half. Stretching pitch by Hall. Inside corner called strike. Strom disagrees. One ball, one strike. Borderline pitch went Hall's way. Strom, right-handed hitter, pretty well straight away in the box. Bases full, count at 1-1. Hall with the stretch, tip and a pitch. A swing and a miss got him to chase one down and away. 1-2. Strom will step out for a moment. Asks for time, and that'll reset the pitch clock. Going to rewrap the batting gloves like guys used to do in every trip to the plate and almost between every pitch. One ball, two strikes, bases full. Hall comes set. Charles from the belt. The delivery is swung on and missed. Boy, Charles Hall, hello. Boy, that looks like the Charles Hall from 2022. Came in with a bases loaded, one man down, with the Riders just having taken the lead, and he strikes out two batters to get out of the inning. That is a big-time performance. But the Rough Riders do indeed take the lead as we go to the top half of the seventh through six complete. Village Car Wash score of our game, Frisco 3, Rockhounds 2.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Well, the Riders take a 3-2 lead and in front of this very, very big crowd here in Frisco. Now a major leaguer will take the mound as Jose Leclerc is on the pitch. He is here on a rehab assignment. So, of course, how far he goes has nothing to do with this game. Be pretty specific in terms of number of pitches, etc. But the Rockhounds will face Jose Leclerc, and it'll be Lázaro Armenteros, Drew Swift, and Lawrence Butler to face the Rangers right-hander here on the rehab assignment. Opens the seventh inning. First pitch to Lázaro swings. It's a high fly ball to left field. Straight away with room Zavala, and he's got well, that ball carried a little bit. Well, that was interesting. Carter came over as well. I think Zavala is the guy who made the catch. That ball looked very routine when it jumped off the bat, and boy, it just kept carrying. There's one down in the inning. Drew Swift will be the batter. Well, it looks like that would be not shallow, but just straight away left. It did carry. The wind is blowing a little bit. Here's a called strike to Drew Swift, and it's 0-1. Yeah, Zavala hauled it in, but again, that went a little further than it appeared it would at first. Drew takes, and that's just down and away, one ball, one strike. Three-two Frisco. We're in the top half of the seventh inning. Drew waits, one ball, one strike pitch, swings and misses. Boy, good off-speed pitch there, 1-2, had him out in front over the top. Jose Leclerc, 29 years of age, out of Esperanza in the Dominican Republic. going to work his way back up to Arlington. Swing, fly ball, right field. That's toward the corner, but a good jump, good run, and a nice tumbling catch by Hauver. He hits the deck, makes the catch. Boy, Drew Swift just flat got robbed of the double. Good piece of hitting, inside-out swing, and Hauver makes the catch. Boy, he got that just before it hit the blades of grass. Tremendous play in right field by Hauver. Two men down, top of the order. Here's Lawrence Butler. Well, the big leaguer got a big league play behind him on that one. He's swinging. Lawrence fouls one away. It's 0-1. Butler 0-3 with an RBI bounce out. 45th run batted in for Lawrence Butler. So top of the seventh, 3-2 Frisco. Boy, that's a tremendous play and a significant one in this game. Big swing and a miss. Lawrence comes up empty. It's 0-2. Left-handed hitting right fielder. 290 coming into the game, 0-3 in this one, so he's at 287 up to the moment. O-2 count. Leclerc from the stretch. 0-2 pitch to Lawrence. It's up high for a ball. And the count goes a ball and two strikes. Brett Harris waiting on deck. Leclerc is set. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Bends down the end. 2-2. Sky pretty much now pitch black all around us, so we've made the journey fully in tonight on this 4th of July. Pitch to Butler. That's just low. Ball 3. Full count. Now Leclerc will get sign from catcher Liam Hicks. Count is full. Bases are empty. Infield has Lawrence shaded solidly to pull all the way around in the 3-2 pitch. And a called third strike at the knees. Boy, Butler thought that was low. Push him up here. Basically no way to tell. Just certainly low edge of the zone, that much for sure. So Leclerc with a brilliant catch behind him. We get a 1-2-3 inning. Little non-Googleable trivia, something quick. And boy, I sure hope I heard it correctly. I was listening to the Rangers broadcast earlier in the day, and we'll share a little something for you with that in our non-Googleable trivia coming up. And I think we're going to have God Bless America sung here. So if so, let's take you downstairs for that. Sung. The nice lady who sang it actually kind of changed keys there. The folks in the stands were also singing. They did a nice job as well. That's really cool with one of the expecting like 12,000 perhaps on hand here at this ballpark in the Metroplex. Very appropriate and beautiful stuff on this 4th of July with God Bless America from Frisco. And we'll go to the bottom of the 7th. Village Car Wash score. The Riders on top, 3-2.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Bottom half of the seventh inning, Charles Hall will Case, the bottom third of the order, his second inning of work. After, boy, escaping a huge jam in relief. Terrific job by Charles. I hope I got this correct. I think I did. I was listening today to the Rangers broadcast. There, by the way, one of the voices of the Rangers, Matt Hicks, is a Texas League alum. He worked in El Paso and then in Corpus Christi, one of the really good people on planet Earth and a dear friend. And I was trying to listen to Matt, and I tuned into the game, and they were in a rain delay in Boston. Rained, I think, with two out in the bottom of the eighth inning. That's cruel and unusual. Rangers went on to win it 6-2. And that's a boy rebounding from that tough loss against the Astros. That tremendous game yesterday with 12-10. Astros rallied back after the Rangers were down 10-2 in that game, came back and tied it. So I was listening to the Rangers. Here's Josh Hatcher to lead it off. Hatcher takes down low for ball one. One ball, no strikes from Charles Hall. And I believe the studio guys said that the Rangers, of course, and they did go on to win. They were ahead at the time. Went on to win. Ground ball out towards second. Swift charges, makes the play. Turns, throws across the body for the out. Josh Hatcher bounces out to second baseman Drew Swift. One man down in the seventh, and here's Liam Hicks. Hicks 1-for-2 with a bounce out, a single, and he walked leading off the sixth and eventually came around to score. Two-run single by Luis Angel Acuna, who's had a good night. He's 3-for-4. Only time he's gone out, he ripped the line drive to center field. So the batter is Hicks, left-handed hitting catcher. Before they won today on the 4th of July, pitcher called strike 0-1. Let's go between 1 and 20. How many 4th of July games had the Rangers lost in a row? They won today in Boston. Beat the Red Sox 6-2. Broke a little slide on the 4th of July. Pitch back to the screen. One ball, one strike. How many games between 1 and 20? How many consecutive 4th of July games had the Rangers lost before they won today? Give you one more pitch here. Liam Hicks is at the plate. One ball, one strike. Frisco 3, Rockhounds 2. Seventh inning, pitch to the corner. Fastball strike called on the outside edge, 1-2. Hicks is the Riders' catcher. He turned and asked Ty Krause, our home plate umpire, about that call, then asked for time. Pitch clock reset. Liam steps back in. One ball, two strikes to count. Infield has him shaded solidly to pull. Pitch down and away. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Outfield has him shaded slightly the opposite way, at least in left and center. Lawrence Butler in right field pretty well straight away to the left-handed hitter. And a little bit of breeze still blowing tonight. Here's a stretching pitch by Hall. Sharply hit. Woo! Foul toward the Hounds dugout. Caroms out to the first base coaching box. Ball is tossed into the stands. To look tomorrow, I don't think the screen extends quite as far as I thought it did in this ballpark. Had a bat that went into the stands earlier. Is a swing and a foul away. Count is 2-2. Of course, there are requirements now. Screens were extended at every ballpark. Had to be minimum number limited, or excuse me, a specific amount of coverage. Fan protection, of course. 2-2 pitch. Bouncing ball toward first. That's a foul ball. So Liam Hicks really doing battle here. He's fouled off three two-strike pitches. That one, I think, maybe got catcher Shane McGuire a little bit. Ty Krause will walk a baseball out to Charles Hall on the mound and give Shane a moment to regroup. Well, they won today, and I think I heard this correctly, on Rangers Radio today. The Rangers had lost 19 consecutive 4th of July games. They broke that streak today. If that's wrong, I will blame it on the car radio. It won't break the radio. Here's a bouncer foul. Two balls, two strikes. So, man, is Liam Hicks doing battle. This will be the ninth pitch of this plate appearance. Yeah, if I were to break a radio, they'd throw me out of the Ron Bailey School of Broadcast Hall of Fame, which doesn't exist anyway. Here's the pitch on the way, swung on, fouled off again. So, boy, Hicks is doing some serious battling here. 5 2-strike foul balls. Nobody on, one man down. Bottom of the seventh, Frisco 3, Rockhounds 2. Broadcast tonight in non-Googleable trivia brought your way by Standard Sales and Bud Light. Here's a chopper foul at the plate. 6 of them now. Jax Biggers growing old on deck. Kidding. But he's been on deck a while. The 11th pitch of the plate appearance coming up. It's 2-2 count. Ball comes set. Hicks waits left side. Takes, and that's high, and that's ball three. So it will take at least a dozen pitches to decide this plate appearance. Liam Hicks waits. 3-2 count. Set by Hall. Charles with a pitch, and it's down and in. Ball four. Second walk of this game for Liam Hicks, and boy, did he earn that one. 6 2-strike foul balls. And that will bring up Jax Biggers. One on and one man down. Cheating in at third base is Brett Harris. Almost to the edge of the grass. We'll see if Biggers... imagine he's bunting here. You never know. No, swings away and rips it to right field. That's a base hit toward the corner. Lawrence Butler will make the play. Coming for second base is Biggers, and he will get there. That's a double. Second and third. One man down. Boy, and it gets back. That was a really good swing, of course, by Biggers. Left-handed hitter just turned and ripped that ball to right field. But how about Liam Hicks setting the table with a 12-pitch walk? He comes around to third, and now the top of the order, a chance to give the Rough Riders some separation here in this game. Double toward right field and toward the corner. Lawrence Butler hustled after that and got to it pretty quickly, but the double for Biggers, and it's second and third with one away, and now here's Aaron Zavala. Riders with a one-run lead. Infield in now for the Hounds all the way around. Zavala waits from the left side. Pitch by Hall. Down low. Ball one. The Rough Riders a chance here to had their advantage. Scored twice in the sixth to take a 3-2 lead. They have two on here, both in scoring position as Hall finds the outside half of the plate, called strike to Zavala. 1-1. Aaron 1-for-3, singled, helping set up a run, a couple of them actually in the sixth inning. He's 0-for-2. Pop out, strike out, walk in a single with a run scored. Charles Hall looks in, has a sign. One ball, one strike. Infield in. Pitch takes flight. Swung on. Ground ball toward first base. Runner coming for the plate. And an awful throw by J.J. Throws it away. Two runs are going to score. Oh, he'll talk to himself for a week. Absolutely short-armed the throw. Two runs score. 5-2 ball game. We'll see how those will be scored. I think the first run will go as an RBI. It was relatively close. And on the second run, certainly on Jax Biggers, who will score, that will score on an error. So it'll be a fielder's choice for Zavala. Goes to second on the error. He's there with one man down, but now two runs across. And the batter is Evan Carter. He takes down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. So Hicks scoring from third base. Biggers will score from second. They're still putting that scoring together, but we'll see. I would think the first run will be an RBI and an earned run. Pitcher called strike to Carter, 1-1. Play was fairly close at the plate on Liam Hicks. Delivery from Charles, and that will miss, and that's ball two, 2-1. So again, dangerous hitter in Evan Carter. But no matter how it's scored, the Riders now have a 5-2 advantage. Carter waits from the left side, stretching pitch by Hall. That's down away, and that got loose, and that'll get back. Boy, it was down in the dirt. Not sure how that will be scored, but it's a runner at third now with Zavala and a 3-1 count to Carter. So the wheels coming off the wagon here for the Rockhounds in the inning. Scoreboard imploring the fans to make some noise, and they will do so. Trayson Kubo is warming for the Rockhounds in the bullpen. Charles Hall came in, did a great job in the sixth, but he has been victimized here in the seventh. A swing and a miss by Carter. The count goes full 3-2. Scorekeeper and the guy who inputs things into the computer are busy. We're having to get the scoring in the game that way. They have not yet updated it online. 3-2 the count, and a swing and a miss, and Carter out on strikes. So two down in the inning. Strikeout number three for Charles Hall. They are saying Zavala did indeed reach on a fielder's choice. Hicks and Digger scores. The way they are saying it, both runners scored on the ball put in play. That's incorrect. Luis Angel Acuña swinging a miss, and it's 0-1. But I think that is correct. There'll be one RBI, and that's what we kind of figured. Zavala will get an RBI in the fielder's choice. Second run scores on the throwing error. Swing and a miss, and Acuña falls behind in the count 0-2. And Zavala moving up on what was deemed a wild pitch. So one of the runs will be earned, one I think will be unearned. That remains to be seen, depending on the rest of this inning. Stretch and pitch, that's down and away, and the count goes 1-2. At this point, the run would be unearned, and I think it will have to stay that way. So 5-2, the Riders on top. The pitch to Acuña swung on and missed. Ball got loose, retrieved by McGuire, and throws him out. Boy, Charles Hall gives up a run in this ball game, but boy, kind of a bad break behind him. He pitched well. He got four strikeouts over his inning in two-thirds. But when the haze clears here in the seventh, the Riders have scored twice. Two runs on one base hit, a walk, a fielder's choice, and an error. And we will go to the top half of the eighth inning. But the Rough Riders have now separated themselves a bit after seven complete. Village Car Wash score, Frisco 5 and the Rockhounds 2.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
On this 4th of July in Frisco, Texas, Rough Riders lead it. Score is 5-2 to the top half of the 8th inning. And for the Rockhounds in inning number 8, Brett Harris will lead it off. Darryl Hernandez and Denzel Clark will follow. And Jose Leclerc does go back to work. Forgot to check the pitcher. Was trying to mop up that last half inning. Pitch down low and in, ball one. stirring in the bullpen, so the clerk, it appears, they want him to go a couple here on the Major League Rehab assignment. Pitch inside for a ball, two balls, no strikes. Of course, in the case of the Rough Riders, they are geographically so close. Makes Major League Rehabs very easy to do here. There's a swing and a miss. It's two balls and a strike. The clerk, a 1-2-3 seventh with a terrific help in right field and the sliding catch by Trevor Hopper. 2-1 count to Brett Harris. Brett is 0-for-1 in this game. Takes high for a ball, 3-1. Hit by a pitch in the first. Flew out to deep left field in the third and drew a walk in the fifth inning. Hounds down 5-2 here in the top half of the eighth. With the game totals here coming up, swinging a ball well hit deep left field and going back, looking up. That ball's going to get out of here. Sidewalk souvenir. Brett Harris off Jose Leclerc. Well, I do believe we have seen the reemergence of Brett Harris. Boy, just lined that ball out of here for his fifth of the season, RBI number 48. Boy, that wasn't one of those high majestic things. That ball was a laser. That's going to be it for Leclerc, so he will go only one batter into this eighth inning. Well, here's your, I don't know, somewhat cool stat, I guess, on the season. That's the second home run the Hounds have hit against a major leaguer this year, Michael Goldberg, who is now retired. Michael homered off Adam Wainwright in Springfield. So he's got that. Boy, he's got that one for the scrapbook, doesn't he? Leclerc goes one inning plus. And gives up one run on one hit. The swing by Brett Harris. He struck out one batter, did Leclerc. And the Rockhounds just that quickly get back within 5-3. So the Riders go to back to the bullpen here. And Michael Brewer will be the new pitcher, Michael right-hander. So before we can give you the totals, Brett Harris has happily changed them. So Brewer will face Darryl Hernandez, Denzel Clark, and Shane McGuire. As he comes on here in the eighth inning, and of course the bases are now empty. Thanks to the home run to basically straightaway left field, maybe slightly left center-ish on a drive by Brett Harris. So in this game, the Rockhounds 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, and boy, the error is really, really key in this game. One of the 2 runs that scored on that play will go as earned, but again, boy, a good throw might have denied that first run from scoring as well. It does go as earned, and it can't really score it any other way. But the error was big. 3 runs on 7 hits and 1 error for the Rockhounds. 5 runs on 9 hits, no errors for Frisco. The Hounds have stranded 5. The Rough Riders have left 13 men on base in this game. And it is now a 2-run game. Darryl Hernandez, the batter, 1-for-3 with an RBI double. He has struck out and bounced into a double play in his other 2 trips to the plate. Pitch to the outside corner, called strike from Brewer, and it's 0-1. This game feels kind of like the old days, playing in the top of the eighth inning at about 2 hours 30 minutes. Swinging a line drive up the middle after a base hit by Hernandez. Boy, that ball looked like it was up a little bit. Love to get a second look at that swing. Of course, we don't get replays often. And on the road, you rarely do on a road team base hit. But Darryl Wood just went after that. And that pitch, again, looked like it was up, but he squared up on it. Sent it right back up the middle, right over the bag. One on, nobody down. Here's Denzel. So the tying run now comes to the plate for the Rockhounds. Michael Brewer misses with the first pitch, 1 ball and no strikes. Five, three, top half of the eighth inning. Brewer set, Pitch to Denzel. Ground ball. That's sharply hit. Going to be handled at third. Flip to second base for one. That's all. They'll get good play by Sajacy. Two quick steps to his left made that play. It was a long, high hop. If that gets to the shortstop, Acuna, his momentum was really carrying him toward the line and slightly into left field. So not sure he could have gotten either base runner right there. So a really good play by Sajacy. Gets the force out at second. Hernandez is retired. One on, one out, and here's Shane McGuire. 5-3 Frisco in the top of the eighth. The shade Shane to pull pretty solidly. Takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Shortstop Acuna, whose bright yellow spikes are visible from the fourth story of this press box and probably from outer space, shading up the middle toward the bag, not behind it, of course. It swung on, hard hit ball, second base, going to be handled by Biggers for one. Throws to second for first and on the first double play. 4-6-3, sharply hit. McGuire hit that ball very hard, but it was within the reach of Jack's Biggers. Throws to second for one and on to first and the double play. So the Rockhounds rattle the cage here. Got a solo home run, followed by a base hit. But a couple of good plays by the infield will take care of that. We'll go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Rockhounds chop into the lead, and after 7.5, Village Car Wash score, Frisco 5 and the Rockhounds 3.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop, but you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
As we go to the bottom of the eighth, it is Trayson Kubo who will come on to pitch for the Rockhounds. Hit to Charles Hall's line, and I was looking at it and questioning, but I now understand the scoring for Charles. Both of his runs will be earned. Pitch drops down and in to Thomas Sajacy. Sajacy, Hauber, and Strom to face Trayson Kubo. Another right-hander. He's had a struggle of it on the year, had a really good performance in the homestand his last time out, called strike outside corner, 1-1. Again, throws hard, throws well into the mid-90s. Charles Hall will give up two runs. They are both earned, even though there was an error. He threw a wild pitch. Pitch a called strike, and it's 1-2. So if you factor out the error, there would have been a runner at third for the wild pitch. That's, well, for Charles, at least partially a bad break. Pitch down low for a ball. 2-2 here to Sajacy. So 5-3 the score in the Rockhounds' ninth inning. J.J. Schwarz, Johnny Butler, and Lazaro Armenteros with Drew Swift fourth if they get that far. Swing and a foul back. Two balls and two strikes. First of the six-game series. Series runs every evening through Sunday, 7:05 through Saturday, and 6:05 Sunday. Pitch just up and away, three balls, two strikes. Trayson thought that might have gotten there. And if it did indeed miss, not by a bunch. 3-2 counts as a JC. one for three. He will take his time here. Take the timeout. Singled. That helped set up a run in the first inning. Lined out sharply to center in the third. Struck out in the fifth and was hit by a pitch in the sixth. Right-handed hitter. 57 runs batted in on the season. Takes up, down, and away. Ball four. And again, for Trayson, that's been one of the numbers that has been a bit of a hurdle on this season. He makes his 11th appearance, 0-2 with a 12.19 ERA. 10 and a third innings, 15 hits. That's his 11th walk against 12 strikeouts. Question of just harnessing that terrific velocity, good stuff that he has. Pitch swung on and sliced foul out of play. It's 0-1. It's not just throwing hard. It's what you do with it. Again, I was listening to the Rangers broadcast, and they're what they call it, the rain delay theater. I thought that was pretty good. Rangers beat Boston today 6-2, but they had a lengthy delay in the bottom of the eighth. Pitch up and away for a ball, 1-1. Fan called in and was asking about former Rough Rider Alex Spies, who throws and touches triple digits rather routinely. Pitch it away from Kubo outside. That's ball two. Two balls and a strike. And basically the fan, of course, and fans get impatient. I understand that, but asking why the Rangers haven't called him up yet or back up. I think he's had some time, but Spies is certainly a guy who's getting a lot of attention, as he well should. Triple-digit velocity swing, fly ball, not deep, center field. Denzel drifts over, makes the catch. Hover retired. Sejasi retreats to first base. One down in the eighth inning for Kellen Strong. But as the host, and I'm sorry, I don't know his name, and I should, but he made a really good point that Spies does indeed hit triple digits, 100-101, but at times there's just not enough movement, not enough additional life. If you're just throwing it fast and straight at the major league level, these guys kind of salivate at that. Pitch up and in for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Spies is a guy who will certainly get there, no question, or a little question to be sure. But again, they want him to get a little more seasoning. Tough to understand from that particular fan standpoint, but makes a lot of sense. Pitch swung on and fouled away, and the count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike to Kellen Strom. Bases loaded, walk in the first. Lined out on a hard hit ball to short to end the third. He's bounced to the pitcher and struck out since. But with an RBI with the bases loaded. Drew the base on ball. Swing and fouls this one away. So the count to Strom now is one ball, two strikes. So a 5-3 ball game here with Frisco on top. If the Riders go ahead and close this out, the South Division will tighten up in the very, very, very early going of the second half. 1-2 stretch. Oh, throw to first. Oh, I had him picked off and threw it away. Ball will carry him. Kicks back into play, but that'll be a throwing error on Trayson Kubo. Absolutely had him out with a good throw, but that'll simply be an error. So Sejasi goes down to second base, throwing error on Trayson Kubo. 1-2 count to Kellen Strom. Got him leaning, but a little over-anxious maybe on getting that throw over there and just sent it wide. Now 1-2 to Strom with the runner in scoring position. Pitch down low, 2-2. Riders trying to get the run back. But the Hounds got on the home run by Brett Harris off Jose Leclerc, speaking of Rangers pitchers. Two balls, two strikes. Strom waits from the right side. Swings and nubs one foul. Got a tiny piece of it back to the screen. 2-2 the count. Well, home team leading with a, boy, again, one of the biggest crowds they've ever had here in Frisco. I will check when we greet you tomorrow. I don't know that they were thinking this might be a record, but it'll be one of the biggest ever in this big ballpark. Pitch down low, ball three. Three balls, two strikes. It's all relative, of course, all relative, but mentioned too, boy, this part of the state just absolutely boomed since the Riders moved in here. Runner goes. Pitch is taken up high. It's ball four. There'll be no throw and a stolen base for Thomas Ajayi. And a walk for Strom, his second of the game. So it's first and third with one man down, and Josh Hatcher will be the batter. It's only a three-run game, so taking third base, and apparently he really thought he could against the right-hander. And so JC got there without drawing a throw. They have ignored the error, by the way, at least on the electronic box here. Now they put it up there. There we go on the pickoff attempt, the throwing error. So it's first and third, one man down. Josh Hatcher is the batter. He's 0 for 4. Left-handed hitting first baseman. Pitch swung on and missed. Kubo with a good breaking pitch, 0-1 the count. 5-3, the Riders lead the Hounds. Frisco got the game's first run. Rockhounds took a 2-1 advantage. But the Riders have scored four unanswered. Swinging the ball, hit into center field and hit well. Denzel goes back over the shoulder. He'll haul it in, but the run will score with ease. Sacrifice fly. And they do get the run back. It's a 6-3 ball game. Hatcher drives one to deep center field. Denzel actually made a very nice catch on that. In the score is Thomas Ajayi. So two down in the inning in a 6-3 ball game. That run will be unearned. That still could change, but for now that will be an unearned run. So two walks, an error, stolen base, sacrifice fly. Man, really Frankensteining one together. Classically so here by the Rough Riders. And time called up, pitch clock violation. So one ball, no strikes to Liam Hicks. Well, Corpus Christi beat San Antonio 5-3. Springfield beat Amarillo 9-8. Pitch, and that's a called strike, and the count squares at 1-1. And Frisco leading here. Here's the stretch by Kubo and the pitch from Trayson. That's fouled straight back, and the count goes 1-2. Bottom of the eighth inning, and the Riders with the advantage. Frisco does have activity in the bullpen. This is still a save situation. Have a left-hander warming due to the Riders. One ball, two strikes, and time called at home plate. Liam Hicks is the batter. Had a good ball game. He is 1-for-2. Bounced out to second in the second inning. Singled in the fourth. He has walked twice and scored twice since. So 1-for-2 on base, 3 out of 4, and a couple of runs scored. Throw to first by Kubo. Down low, glove nicely this time by JJ over at first base. And whoever the left-hander is, haven't been able to spot that yet, but he is ready to go. And just to see if this will be a save situation. Swing and a miss, and yes, it will. That's a swinging strike three, and this time Hicks is out on strikes. So one run without benefit of a hit, one error, and one man left on base. So we are bound for the top half of the ninth, and it looks like the Riders will indeed go to the bullpen, bring on a left-hander to try to close the door here on this 4th of July edition of Texas League Baseball in the Metroplex. Run on the board for the Riders in the bottom of the 8th. They regain a 3-run lead. We'll go to the top of the 9th with our Village Car Wash score. Frisco 6 and the Rockhounds 3.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021, see why total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. one, two, and three-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Rough Riders will give the ball to Antoine Kelly to try to close this game out, a three-run advantage, so this is a save situation for the Rough Riders left-hander. And he will face J.J. Schwarz to lead it off and go to the top half of the ninth inning. Left-hander comes set, Antoine Kelly with a kick in the first pitch to J.J., swing and a miss. A rip comes up empty, 0-1. Kelly has been really good, 2-0, 3.33 earned run average. Perfect in slamming the door, 5-for-5 in saves. Left-hander's pitch swung on and missed with a good high fastball, 0-2 to J.J. Infield single in this game. He's 1-for-3. Mentioned earlier about the Rockhounds would really like to get back on track. Takes down and in for a ball down around the shoot tops. One ball and two strikes the count. 7:05 tomorrow through Saturday, 6:05 on Sunday. For the Hounds and the Riders, second series of the season, first meeting since early May. 1-2 set. Kelly with a 1-2 delivery, and that is sliced foul out of play. Count stays a ball and two strikes. Johnny Butler and Lazaro Armenteros to follow here in the Rockhounds' ninth inning. Kelly comes set, 1-2 count, second time. Pitch takes flight, swing and a miss. Got him, boy, good, strong fastball down in the zone. So one man down here in the last of the ninth inning. And great atmosphere. Only home run in the game hit by Brett Harris of the Rockhounds. The Rough Riders do lead 6-3. They have largely kind of Frankenstein the runs together. Luis Angel Acuna, a two-run go-ahead single in the sixth inning, gave this crowd a good deal to yell about. Pitch a called strike, and it's 0-1. Other than that, the wave was one of the biggest hits of the game. That's a good or bad thing. I will leave that up to you. Stretched by the left-hander, Kelly's pitch and a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2 to Johnny Butler. Johnny 0-for-3 in this one. Can't remember to play in his third double-A game. Scoreboard and all of the electronic billboards here make some noise. That's not a lot of noise for 12,000 people, but hey, that's okay. Scoreboard is not that convincing, apparently. Not that get people to do. There's a swing and a miss, and that will get the crowd going. Johnny Butler out on strikes, and Antoine Kelly has faced two, struck out two here in the last half of the ninth inning. Here's Lazaro Armenteros now. He is 1-for-2, an infield single. He also walked back in the third and scored, and he flew out to deep left field his last time. Hounds down to their last out here in the top of the ninth inning. Stretch and pitch, a big swing and a miss. And Kelly has been very, very good out of the bullpen all season for the Rough Riders. And the crowd doing that on its own, so that's better anyway. Stretch and pitch, swing and a miss. Oh, quickly 0-2 now to Lazaro. Boy, he's just doing nothing but throwing strikes. Kelly has been ahead of all three batters in this inning, 0-2. So, a lot of the folks here standing. That's very cool. That's always cool. Painfully so in this case, of course, but hey. Pitch to Lazaro, swings and fouls one way out of play off to the right, 0-2. Be a terrific environment here tonight to play in front of these guys. Now the scoreboard. Scoreboard says, get louder, I can't hear you. Well, you're a scoreboard. Of course you can't hear him. Here's the 0-2 stretch. Lazaro waits. Pitch is way up high for a ball, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Tristan Pauly, pitcher of record, as is Jorge Juan, both in relief in this game. Scoreboard now reads finishing. That's a little cold, isn't it? Here's the one ball, two strike stretch. The pitch in away from Kelly. Swung on and looped foul out of play. Finish him. My goodness, sounds like something out of a gladiator movie. I don't know if that's really appropriate for a baseball game, but okay. I love the scoreboard saying, I can't hear you. That's great. Here's the one ball, two strike stretch and pitch now by Kelly, and that's down and in. That's ball two. Crowd, of course, well, they're thinking the game should have been over. A little over-exuberant right there. Two balls, two strikes to Armenteros. Drew Swift on deck. 6-3, Frisco leads here in the top of the ninth inning. Stretch and pitch to Lazaro, swings ground ball, sharply hit at third, knocked down by Sejasi, throws and got him with a good low throw and a nice pick at first base by Hatcher. So the Riders win it with a final score of 6-3, and this big crowd tonight will celebrate. Gentlemen, one and all, Frisco Rough Riders on a 4th of July win. This bud's for you.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Frisco wins it by the final score of 6-3 tonight in the opener of this six-game series. With the Rockhounds, three runs on eight base hits. And two errors, 3-8-2. Rough Riders, six runs, nine hits, and no errors, 6-9-0. And they're still finalizing that while they prepare here for the fireworks. For the Riders now, they improved to 4-3 in the second half. Rockhounds will fall to 5-2, along with Amarillo. So the Riders just one game behind the two co-leaders. They're still updating the electronic box, and there is something I want to check my box against that. So we're going to take our final timeout right here, and when we come back, we'll put a quick wrap on this ball game. Just want to make sure the numbers I give you are correct. From Riders Field in the Metroplex, Frisco, Texas, our final Village Car Wash score of the game, the Riders 6 and the Rockhounds 3.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the MyHEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
Rough Riders 6, Rock Downs 3. The Riders took the early lead, got a bases loaded walk in the first by Kellen Strong. But again, Jack Perkins did indeed limit the damage in that case. Rockhounds came back at a 2-1 lead in the third inning. A walk to Lazaro Armenteros, Drew Swift with a base hit. RBIs by Lawrence Butler on a bounce out, and Darryl Hernaez on a double made it a 2-1 game. But the Riders came back in the sixth inning, and against Jorge Juan, it was a two-run single by Luis Angel Acuna that made it a 3-2 game, with the Riders taking the lead, and as it turns out, they would not give it back. They scored two more in the seventh against Charles Hall. They're both earned, although that's a little bit of bad luck in that case for Charles Hall. There was a throwing error involved in the inning, and that really put the Riders up on top pretty much for good as they led it by the final, by the score, but they're up 5-2. Rockhounds got a run in the top of the eighth inning. Brett Harris, a solo home run against major leaguer Jose Leclerc, and the Hounds got within 5-3, but the Riders get the run back with a kind of really Frankenstein one together in the eighth inning, couple of walks, an error, and a sacrifice fly, and 6-3 the final. Now the box is complete, and the numbers we gave you are correct. 3-8-2 for the Hounds, 6-9-0 for the Rough Riders. Tristan Pauly is the winner in relief. He's 1-0, a 4.23 ERO. Jorge Juan, the loss in relief, 0-2, 4.20. And Antoine Kelly, 6-for-6 in saves on the year as he retires the side in order in the ninth inning. 2 hours, 54 minutes of baseball. Man, that's old school. Yep, they had 12,045 here in the ballpark this evening. Just a terrific crowd, terrific night here in Frisco, and they are about to enjoy some fireworks. Hounds fall to 5-2, a game ahead of Frisco. We'll see you at 6:55 or so tomorrow evening all the way through Saturday. These teams will continue their series through Sunday afternoon. Wherever you have us dialed in, for all of us at the Rockhounds, thanks so much for spending part of your 4th of July with us and for being part of our home stand. If you were over this the last week or so, much appreciated. We wish you, that is, all good things on this 4th of July. So for all of us with the Hounds, Bob Hards at Riders Field in the Metroplex, where the Rough Riders win the opener of the series by the final score of 6-3. And until tomorrow night, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends, from Riders Field in Frisco.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhound store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.